An American to lead a major party ticket in a run for the White House. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman was in St. Paul, Minnesota last night when Obama claimed the prize.
It was a moment of triumph for Barack Obama, a moment of history in American politics.
This is our moment. This is our time.
As he declared victory, Obama told supporters winning in November will not be easy.
The journey will be difficult. The road will be long.
In a speech that essentially marked the start of the general election campaign, Obama repeatedly criticized John McCain, suggesting McCain will simply continue the policies of the Bush administration.
It's not changed when he offers four more years of Bush economic policies that have failed to create well-paying jobs.
Many of those inside the arena last night talked about history, especially older African-American supporters of Obama.
I wish my mother was here to see it. She always said that she never thought it would happen in her lifetime. I never thought it would happen in mine, but it is happening.
Next for Obama, trying to heal the wounds from his bitter fight with Hillary Clinton. Steve Futterman, CBS News, St. Paul.
I'm Steve Kathan in New York. On the short end of a long primary fight, Clinton has plenty to think about.
In the coming days, I'll be consulting with supporters and party leaders to determine how to move forward.
No concession last night. She says she'll do what's best for the party and for the country, asking supporters for email input, and she's likely to hear all sorts of things.
I'll vote for Barack Obama.
I'm thinking that, but I would have to see what happens between now and November.
Right now, I'm staying home.
A private meeting with Obama is in the works. They talked by phone last night. She appears open to the number two spot on the ticket. On the CBS Early Show, Clinton campaign chairman Terry McAuliffe on what Hillary wants.
She wants to take those 18 million voters and all the people who passionately supported her and make sure they're energized for the fall.
I'm Dan Revive. Republican John McCain was in a suburb of New Orleans at a rally marking, he said, the end of the primary season. He said Obama makes a strong first impression but favors the wrong kind of change. McCain made a point of saying on many issues he, McCain, doesn't see eye to eye with President Bush.
We've disagreed over the conduct of the war in Iraq and the treatment of detainees
listing areas where he would not continue Bush policies.
Well, how will the general election play out? CBS News correspondent Bob Schieffer sees problems ahead for Obama.
The Republicans almost by default have come up with the one nominee, Maverick John McCain, who might have a chance to win in a year when the Republican brand is simply toxic. The Democrats, on the other hand, have managed to nominate someone who has not so far been able to connect with the working class blue collar people who are a core constituency of the Democratic Party.
Well, race apparently isn't a factor. Director of Surveys Kathleen Frankovic says the latest CBS News poll finds most voters don't have qualms about an African-American in the White House.
The 68% that say the U.S. is ready for a black president is up 6 points from when we last asked that question in March, and up 14 points from January.
It's 4 past the hour.
Morning, gentlemen. Want to hear our specials?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's been sitting around here for a week. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. It's called A1C, a simple blood test that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. To find out more, go to www.diabetesa1c.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
I'm Steve Smith with an AM 760 local news update. The primaries are over and it's time to get off the fence. That's the thrust of a letter from top Democrats urging party superdelegates to decide their presidential preference by Friday. It comes hours after Barack Obama declared the nomination was his, but Hillary Clinton refused to concede. Colorado Governor Bill Ritter threw his support behind Obama last night. Ritter had been one of four uncommitted superdelegates in the state. Denver's mayor not expecting the Democratic National Convention to have a major impact on our daily lives. Joe Chiaro reports.
Even with 50,000 people expected to converge on downtown, Mayor Hickenlooper says daily life should remain relatively unaffected.
Downtown's going to be open for business. People can come down for restaurants and nightlife. People can get to work easily. Every single resident downtown will be able to get in and out of their garage and get to their, you know, between their home and their place of business.
Hickenlooper does acknowledge some modest traffic congestion, but doesn't expect it to tie up the city.
The convention runs from August 25th through the 28th. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Steve Smith. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Not a bad start to this morning's commute as you're making your way around Denver and Boulder. We're seeing volume building a little bit, but it's not too slow on 2 1/4 as well as on 270. However, on those outer edges, we've got some problems. It's going to be foggy along I-25 near Castle Rock, and there's an accident southbound I-20.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1359. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1359. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1359. 1-800-557-1359.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-1455. That's 1-800-422-1455. 1-800-422-1455.
And not only that, he's very laid back. When I first started doing this show, I didn't really appreciate him. I thought, oh, it's Preston again. But the last time he called me, and the time before that, I kind of got into what he was doing. I liked it. Plus, on top of that, if you go to the AM 760 forum at am760.net, most of us on the radio station are being pounded unmercifully by the people who post there. Because the internet, of course, you can post and be anonymous. So you can say all kinds of things, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. I mean, we're not going to prohibit free speech there, but I have very few defenders there. But Preston got on there and defended me, and basically, and I haven't looked at that thing now in a couple of months, but basically, he got piled upon. So, Preston, you don't call the show often enough, and I miss you. Okay, we got big stuff coming up this morning, 6:30 this morning. And we had this book before everything went down last night, and I still want to get him on here and get some definitive answers about things. Richard Clark has got a new book out called Your Government Failed You, Breaking the Cycle of National Security Disasters. And we're going to have Richard Clark on. We're going to talk to him about Al-Qaeda, about 9/11, and I'm going to ask him this direct question. I'm going to say, did George W. Bush for certain know that Osama bin Laden was going to attack the United States and did nothing about it at his ranch at Crawford? Because people have debated back and forth about that, and Condoleezza Rice was able to BS the 9/11 Commission into believing that this is a historical document. And I think the only commissioner that who really got on her case about it was Richard Venviste, or whatever his name is. So I'm going to ask him that and some other questions.
At 8:30, we're going to talk to Rich Masters about what went on last night. And, of course, you can call and talk about what went on last night. And along those lines, I want to say this. I was thinking about it driving in. I want to say this to you. I know there are a lot of you out there who support Hillary Clinton who thought and still think that AM 760, progressive talk, was unfair to her. Now, I can't speak for the rest of the hosts on the radio station. I can't speak for them for a number of reasons. One, because I don't hear them all the time. So I don't know what they're doing. I mean, after all, most of us have other things going on. And I don't drive a lot. So unless I turn them on at home, I don't really have any idea what's going on, other than what other people tell me. I know I've expressed opinions about her views, and I think a couple of times I've attacked her personally, but I don't think that I've gone overboard on it. And I keep trying to explain this over and over again. Talk radio is a format in which the host takes a strong opinion, as opposed to other talk radio formats, like Talk of the Nation or talk shows that you would get on community radio stations. We take a heavy opinion. Then you have a chance to call in, and you have a chance to either say, I agree or disagree. And we can get into some passionate discussions. But that's what the format's all about. So you're not necessarily going to agree with me or anybody else on this radio station 365 days a year. But we all do have common ground here. The common ground we have, regardless of what your political party affiliation is, that we are all Americans, that we love this country, and we want the best for this country. We really do. Now, each of us has something that we're more passionate about than other things. Health care, the economy, Iraq, a woman's right to choose, gay and lesbian rights, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, whatever it is. And it may be something like the nation's infrastructure. It may be something like gasoline prices. For me, the number one issue that concerns me, that eats at me 24/7, and I'm surprised I've never been tagged by management for getting on and talking about this. The number one thing that eats at me is the media. It's the media. Let me give you two examples. Bob Schieffer at the top of the news on CBS News called John McCain a rebel. John McCain is not a rebel. Somebody who votes 95% of the time with the President of the United States, George W. Bush, is no rebel. John McCain is a panderer. There are numerous examples of this. John McCain is corrupt. There are numerous examples of that, too. And when you point that out to some people, their answer is, well, they're all corrupt. No, let's be specific. Let's talk about Charlie Black. Let's talk about Phil Graham. Let's talk about others who are involved with McCain. Another example. Last night, if you watched MSNBC's election coverage, Chris Matthews compared John McCain to Eisenhower. Nobody said, wait a minute, this guy is not Eisenhower. Or they could have said, well, wait a minute, where do you get that analogy? But it slipped through. Nobody said a word about it. This kind of stuff drives me crazy. I firmly believe that conservatives are good people. That they're well-meaning people. Their philosophy, though, is different than our philosophy. Their plan to get from A to B is different than our plan to get from A to B. There is a contingent of them that are extremely nasty, that are extremely self-centered, and extremely divisive. And when you bring this up, what you'll get is, oh, liberals are nasty, progressives are nasty. I'll give you an example, and they cite so-and-so. But so-and-so, whatever name they come up with, is a grain of sand compared to the beach of broadcasting. I firmly believe that people like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Michael Savage, and people who I work with in this building, and I'm not going to name names, what they're doing every single day is they're doing hate radio, and they're poisoning this society. Plus, on top of that, if you listen up and down the dial, radio in this country is a drag. Why is that? It's a drag because of consolidation. I want to see the big groups broken up. I want more media diversity. That's my number one concern. My number two concern is health insurance. I'm bipolar manic depressive. The last 2 weeks I've been struggling with depression. Those of us who have this problem, we have to live in the shadows of this society. There's no coverage for us. There's limited coverage for us. People make light of us. I get emails, oh, you must be off your meds today. If they only knew how tough it is. And the fact that I've tried to commit suicide several times. And yet there's no discussion of this. We need a comprehensive health care plan in this country. We need to get out of Iraq. And I'm just giving you priorities here. Now for me, for what I'm concerned about, which is media consolidation, lack of diversity, and what I consider to be a corrupt media that has no responsibility to you, the public, even though they're using the public airwaves. To me, that's a number one concern. And the only people I know that are talking about it are Democrats. Barack Obama talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Byron Dorgan has been working on it. Maurice Hinchey has been working on it. I try to lobby Congress people every time I have them on here. Congressman Perlmutter, Congressman Udall. I can't move them, even though I try. I'm so passionate about this that 6 months ago, when I was thinking about renewing my contract, I was thinking about quitting, and which I'm sure a lot of you would like to see happen, and you could have Morning Sedition back again, and forming a 501(c) to take up this very matter. That's how passionate I am about it, because I've seen something that I grew up in, that I love, ruined, and I'm tired of the absolute BS that the media puts out. I'm tired of it. And the reason I tell you all of this is because whether you are a Hillary Clinton supporter or you are a Barack Obama supporter or you're an independent or you're a rational conservative, the only way to get this country straightened out is to put Barack Obama in the White House. And the divisions that go on here between the Clinton supporters and the Obama supporters, and I plead guilty that I've fed into it, okay? We've got to drop it. We've got to drop it, and we have to band together And we have to vote in our own self-interests. I'm going to stress that again. We have to vote in our own self-interests, not somebody else's, not the top 1 to 5% in this country. We have to vote in our own self-interests. John McCain last night in a speech that he gave in Kenner, Louisiana, talked about how wrong Barack Obama was about his Middle Eastern stance and about Iran. So, John, are you saying that continuing the George W. Bush plan is a good idea? Well, George W. Bush has done nothing as far as the problems in the Middle East, except make them worse. And I'm just sick and tired of the media and their BS. Oh, John McCain, he's an Eisenhower-like candidate. He's a rebel. Bob Schaefer, do your... Well, I can't say that word on the air. Do your homework. And I don't mean to get so wrapped up at 6:21, 21 minutes after 6. I'm just pleading with you. I'm pleading with you to join hands, regardless of where you are in the political spectrum, and let's change this country, put it back where it belongs, bring some fair equity into it, and don't let any of those people over on the other radio stations say, oh, well, you're tampering with my free speech, because that's a BS argument. Go back and look at the Communications Act of 1934. All right, I got to let John do the traffic. John, I get wound up.
You don't have
I?
To.
Well, I get wound up.
Well, you should.
I mean, we have to vote in our own self-interest. You know what? If this is the last radio show I ever do, and the last radio job I ever work at, that's fine. I've been at it since I've been 13. I'm 55. I'm ready to go. But you know something? I want to leave it for people like John, who's in his 30s. I want to leave it for John's kids.
That's what I was noticing yesterday, Jay, and I really respect that. Yeah, I mean, you're not at the tail end of your career, but...
I'm at the tail end of my career.
Well, I see that you're worried about radio 20, 30 years from now, which is awesome, I think.
We have to save this.
Yeah, oh, I agree.
And we have to save it for you. We have to save it for your... We have to put this country back in order for your kids. I want John's kids to have a better life than I had. I want John's kids to be able to be proud of where they live. I want them to be interested in the media and get the true story. That's what I want. All right, 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. Sorry for the lecture. I don't mean to lecture. I don't mean to proselytize. I don't mean to get all worked up. But I really feel passionate about this. I really do. Let's get to work. Let's get to work. John, traffic.
Jay, patchy fog will greet you on I-25 this morning in the Monument Hill area. Speeds are still good, though. Also working a rollover accident in the north end of the metro. This is a hit-and-run southbound I-25 just south of the Decono exit. I-70 still looking great on both sides of the city, as does the Turnpike, 6th Avenue, and C-470. In Aurora, we are seeing more traffic hitting 2 1/4 in both directions at Parker Road. Today's forecast, partly cloudy.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view, all without surgery or injections? With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at the Sundance Film Festival.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-656-1075. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-656-1075. 1-800-656-1075.
Hey, listen. One of the things that I try to do is I try to talk about people on the air who I respect, who I trust, and who I like. And then I try to pass them on to you for two reasons. One, I consider it to be a service. And two, because commercials as irritating as they are, keep this radio station on the air. And you need to remember that. Because we don't get on the air, and we don't beg. Well, I don't want to use that term. We don't get on the air, and we don't try to solicit donations. And one of the things I'm fortunate to do in this job is talk about people who I know, have personal experience with, and trust, and really like. And two of those people are Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are personal injury lawyers, but they're more than that. They're your advocates. Now, if you've got medical malpractice, if you're having trouble with your insurance company, if you get in an auto accident and the person who hit you, their insurance company says, oh, you need a knee operation? Well, I'm sorry, we're not covering it. Or you get hurt at work and you start getting hassled. Don't let these people push you around. Go to Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, because they take on these big corporations and these big insurance companies, and they're proud to do it. They're progressive. They think the same way politically as we do, and they're trial lawyers, so they're not scared to go to the mat, and they've got years of personal injury experience. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, 303-300-1661, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
TopDot is a licensed mortgage banker, rates based on an APR of 6.59%.
Attention homeowners, now is the time to break free of your adjustable rate or high rate mortgage. TopDot Mortgage has just been authorized by the federal government to offer higher FHA loan amounts to homeowners with less than perfect credit. You can now save hundreds of dollars every month with an FHA fixed rate as low as 5.75%, and your credit score may not be a factor. Find out your new low fixed rate for free by calling now, 1-800-700-1716. Now is the time to refinance your current adjustable mortgage to a low 30-year fixed rate, and your credit score may not even matter. You could save hundreds of dollars every month. These rates are only available for a limited time, so call now to learn your new low fixed rate for free, 1-800-700-1716. Again, to learn your new low fixed rate for free, call 1-800-700-1716. That's 1-800-700-1716. 1-800-700-1716.
Good morning, 6:27, 27 minutes after 6. Chance of thunderstorms, high today is 74. Richard Clark. How your government failed you, coming up here in a few minutes. And I just gave this impassionate speech. You know what else, too? I should do this, John. I really should start doing this. Okay, I'm calling out Congressman Mark Udall. I'm calling out Congressman Ed Perlmutter. I want to see some moves to look at consolidation. And I'm going to call you out on it every single day. And let's try to book Congressman Perlmutter on, so I can have this discussion with him. Let's go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hi.
Sorry to hear about your problems, but I hope you get better.
I've been suffering with it all my life.
I've kind of noticed that you do go up and down. You know, for a couple of weeks there, you were real positive, and then now you've gotten a little more pessimistic again.
Yeah, but I do get that way.
Yeah, that's okay. We all get that way. Hey, one thing I'm worried about with Barack is, one, cutting and running in Iraq, and two, putting the kind of judges in there that would do the same thing that the French are doing to Brigitte Bardot. We already have hate laws. Now I think we'll have hate speech laws.
Well, I don't
hear what happened to her, right?
Yeah, and I don't agree with those hate speech laws. I can tell you that. I think they're unconstitutional. And that would be a situation where the high court would decide that. And as far as cut and run, I don't see us leaving Iraq as being cut and run. But let me do this. Let me try this. And I've only got about a minute and a half.
Okay.
Okay. If getting out of Iraq is wrong, and I believe it is in your eyes.
Well, I want to get out, but I want it stable before we leave.
Right. How do we get out? What's the end plan for getting out of there, in your opinion?
As soon as the government's able to have a stable government.
But they're not doing anything to do that. I mean, John McCain said yesterday that Iraqi politicians are making progress. You want to know something?
Yeah.
If you go read the world press, and you can even go read conservative newspapers in Europe, They're not making any progress. They're sitting there arguing. They take 3 months off of vacation. They don't have anything done. And I'll tell you something. You know what it is? It's like somebody who has an addiction. And you turn around and you say to that person, oh, you have an addiction? Okay, fine. Here, have this. When you're not supposed to be giving it to them. And what we're doing with these folks is, Jim, we're enabling them because we're not forcing them to come to grips with their situation because they have somebody to lean on.
I agree with that, but I think if we left and it went into chaos and the extremists were able to get hold of the oil money, then we've really got problems.
Well, we're going to have to debate this, you and I, further, because I don't see the scenario as coming out that way, but because I have a different plan for that, and I have the same plan that Barack Obama's got. But we'll do it. We'll do it. Listen.
What about the video?
I got to go. What video?
The video that's supposed to come out today.
That was started by Larry Johnson, who is a Clinton supporter, and it's going to turn out to be not true. I have to go get Richard Clark, Jim. Thanks for calling. All right, Richard Clark, coming up next, 6:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. The rest of you, hang on. And I'll get to you right after Richard Clark. John gets to traffic.
Traffic building, but speeds are decent. No accidents in Denver and Boulder at the moment. North of us, a rollover accident on the southbound side of I-25. Just after the Decono exit, further south, going to start jamming for you. North Glen and Thornton from 104th to 84th, already looking at speeds in the 30s. 225 also picking up for you, especially southbound after Yosemite. Traveling between Castle Rock and Colorado Springs this morning, beware of fog at Monument Hill. Today's forecast, partly cloudy with a 40% chance for rain. High should be in the mid-70s, right now 55 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's hog season, Saturday, June 7th from noon to 6 at Mile High Harley-Davidson Summer Kickoff Party at I-70 and Airport. Eat, drink, and rock and roll Saturday, June 7th at Mile High Harley-Davidson I-70 and Airport. It's not what you bring to the party, it's the hog you take home.
60 Minutes.
The CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Grodin.
Today on Face the Nation,
a special CBS News presentation.
The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This Father's Day, whether he's taking on a project or taking it easy, Ace can help your dad get the job done with expert advice and great deals. Choose from three DeWalt power tools for $54.99 each and get a $15 mail-in rebate for each one you buy. Ace Royal Paint, starting at the everyday low price of $19.99. Or pick up an Ace gift card Wednesday through Monday at Ace, the helpful place. Find your local Ace at acehardware.com. Price is good at participating Ace Hardware stores while supplies last. See store for details.
Hello, this is Ridian Orr from the Orr Law Firm, LLC. Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's O-R-R-L-A-W.com for a free consultation.
Everyone knows new windows will save you energy, but all the claims and offers are so confusing. Relax, with K&H, your decision is easy and risk-free. Replace all your windows with K&H and save 25% on your energy use guaranteed, or they'll pay the difference. Plus, right now, buy three windows from K&H and get three windows absolutely free. Call K&H today for details, 421-7100, 421-7100, or online at khwindows.com. Call and start saving today, 421-7100.
One of the millions of people who take fish oil to lower your cholesterol? Well, here's something you need to know. Fish oil does not lower cholesterol. That's right. It's great for the heart, arteries, and triglycerides, even joints, wrinkled skin, focus, and concentration. But studies show fish oil simply does not lower cholesterol. Until now. Because at Purity Products, we've developed Omega-3 Super Formula, an advanced 3-in-1 combo that really does lower cholesterol. How? We added plant sterols, an ingredient clinically proven to lower cholesterol naturally. And right now, you can get a free bottle by calling 1-800-900-7507. Even better, we also added the energy-boosting benefits of CoQ10 to make it a truly super formula. We want to rush you a free bottle so you can try it before you buy it. Find out how by calling 1-800-900-7507. Call now and also receive a free gift of Purity's CoQ Rescue Serum for fine lines and wrinkles. Call 1-800-900-7507. That's 1-800-900-7507.
Good morning, 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms, high today 74. We'll get into the Barack Obama clinching the nomination and how we heal up these divisions. We'll talk about that coming up. But we had this interview booked way ahead of time, and I don't want to waste 10 seconds not doing it. Richard Clark has got a brand new book out called Your Government Failed You, Breaking the Cycle of National Security Disasters. I can't believe there's anybody out there who doesn't know who Richard Clark is. And, Mr. Clark, welcome to the program this morning.
It's good to be on.
Oh, it's good to have you. And before we get into serious business, I also want to point out that you're a novelist, too.
Well, I've written two novels because I think sometimes you can get people to get interested in issues if they read a thriller rather than reading a dusty old tome about them.
Did you ever take any training in that, or did you just sit down and do it?
I sat down and did it while I was in the White House. Occasionally, if I had a couple of days off, I'd sort of scribble and start, but I never got very far.
Wow, that's a tremendously hard thing to do, and it takes a lot of discipline. All right, I've always wanted to ask you this question. Now, this may sound like a stupid question, but I really want to ask you this. And every time I see you on TV, I would say to my wife, Mary, boy, I wish I could ask him this question. So now that I have you on the phone, I'm going to ask you. Was President Bush aware when he was at the ranch at Crawford, Texas, and I believe that was in the summertime, was he aware that Osama bin Laden was determined to attack the United States?
Well, he was, because he read reports that we wrote and CIA wrote that said that. What we didn't know, what CIA didn't know, was when, where, and how. But we certainly knew what he wanted to do in general, yes, and Bush knew.
And yet, when Condoleezza Rice went before the 9/11 Commission, she kept saying, this is a historical document. This is a historical document.
I know.
Okay, and the 9/11 Commission didn't say, wait a minute, what do you mean it's a historical document? We were warned, why didn't we do anything?
Well, the document you refer to is the CIA analysis that was given to him on the ranch that says in the headline, Al-Qaeda determined to attack the United States. That's not historical. That's forward-looking. It went back in the analysis and said, here's what they've done in other places. And the reason for that was you might be able to learn from what they've done elsewhere about what they're going to do here. You know, the whole denial after 9/11 by Rice and others, it's not exactly factual. Why didn't they do anything? They never really took it seriously. They couldn't get their heads wrapped around the fact that a bunch of guys in robes in a cave in Afghanistan could pose a serious threat.
What were you thinking at that time?
I was thinking I wanted to strangle them. You know, I had spent months trying to tell them, this is important. It's more important than China. It's more important than Russia. It's more important than Iraq and all the things they were having meetings on. This is about to happen. This is about to pop. This is real. Focus on this. And, you know, I asked for a meeting in there. Right after the inauguration, I asked for a meeting. And we didn't get it until September 4th.
9/11 happens. Where were you and what went through your mind?
I was made the national crisis manager, and I ran the operation out of the White House. We evacuated everybody else out of the White House because we thought it was a target. We kept a small core team running things in the Situation Room, and we put Cheney in the fallout shelter in the bunker. What was going through my mind was, you know, damn it, this is it. This is the big attack we said was coming, and they're winning, and we're losing, and we didn't stop them.
6:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Richard Clark, your government failed you, breaking the cycle of national security disasters. You talk about in the book about no more Iraqs and no more Vietnams. And you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, what I'm trying to do in the book is go through all the national security failures that have happened in the last several years and ask, is there some common thread? So with no more Iraqs, no more Vietnams, what happened after Vietnam was the Army said, we don't want to do that again. We don't want to fight an insurgency again. We're not good at fighting insurgencies. So we're not going to train on it. We're not going to equip forces for it. Then they're ordered to go into Iraq, and they don't have the equipment. They don't have body armor. Our guys are scrambling, picking up pieces of metal in scrapyards in Iraq. They don't have armored Humvees. They don't have units trained to do counterinsurgency. You know, that's one of the reasons our casualties were so high. And that's not the president's fault alone. It's the senior military officers who didn't train and equip our guys properly. Or alternatively say, wait a minute, we can't fight this war because we're not trained and equipped for it.
Yet it seems like anybody who raised any kind of objection just kind of disappeared from the government.
They did, and I understand that that's why a lot of the senior military guys just saluted. But it seems to me when you're a senior general, you have an obligation to protect your troops. And if you know that they're being sent off on a stupid war that's going to get a lot of folks killed because you're not ready to able to fight it very well and shouldn't be fighting it in the first place, you have an obligation. Now, you can't, as a military officer, you can't protest, but you can resign, and then you can protest, and very, very few of them did that.
You also talk about something else in this book that I don't hear a lot of discussion about. You talk about cyberspace, and you cite the incident where the White House website got swamped. Talk about that.
Well, cyberspace is another one of these problems like Al-Qaeda was before 9/11, like global warming is, where we know there's going to be a big disaster, and we wait for it to happen and don't do anything to really effectively deal with it. The White House has been hacked from time to time. More importantly, the Pentagon has. I mean, we had a case last year where the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, had his office hacked by the Chinese government.
Jeez.
And the Chinese government are hacking private companies, stealing their research for competitive advantage. And we're pretty much letting it happen.
Why are we just sitting back and letting it happen?
Well, again, it's one of these things where there are no body bags associated with it. There's no one big disaster that you can, yet that you can put your finger on. And so it's just another issue. And it is admittedly a hard issue to understand. You have to spend a lot of time. I'm not an engineer or scientist by any means. And it took me a long time of working hard to understand how cyberspace works and what it does and how important it is, how everything is controlled through cyberspace. And if you can get in there and run around and make mischief, you can hurt us.
And this could be, I mean, this could be non-state actors, and it could also be state actors.
Right, and we see both. We see the Chinese government doing it now. We also see big criminal groups making a lot of money on it by stealing identities and stealing credit cards and moving money around. And, you know, it results in hurting individuals, and maybe an individual will lose a few thousand dollars, or a bank will lose, you know, a few hundred thousand dollars. But you add that up time and time again, and these criminals out there are making a lot of money.
All right, we only got about a minute. I want to ask you this. In the book, you talk about getting it right. Give us a couple of things you think we should do immediately.
Well, I think we should stop putting political appointees in sensitive security jobs. The Homeland Security Department has more political appointees than any department in government. Even though it should be nonpartisan expert security job, we need to take politics out of these security issues and get professionals in there and hold them accountable. Set standards of performance, hold them accountable, but get the politics out of it.
All right, one quick last one because I got to ask this too. In your fiction writing, who would you cite would be the author that most influenced you?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I try not to imitate anybody. I love Alan First, F-U-R-S-T, and his writing, which is set in the late 1930s in Europe. But I'm nowhere near as good as he is.
I know, your books are pretty good.
Well, I'm trying to get people to think about issues that they're going to face in the future by setting my two thrillers, Breakpoint and Scorpion's Gate, just a little bit ahead in the future. So Scorpion's Gate is about a war with Iran. Breakpoint is about cyberspace.
You think we'll go to war in Iran?
I hope not. I don't know how we would win. Now, they may not win either, but I just don't understand the logic of how there's an end game to the military conflict that leaves us better off.
Okay. I got to let you go. But you know what? I'd love to have you back on. I could spend 35 minutes talking to you about your novels, because I found them to be great. And I recommend this book, too. Your Government Failed You, Breaking the Cycle of National Security Disasters. This thing is a real learning experience. Richard Clark, thank you for taking time out to be on the show.
No, thanks for having me.
All right, you bet. There's Richard Clark. Your Government Failed You, Breaking the Cycle of National Security Disasters. You ought to read this book. He also, of course, wrote the book Against All Enemies. And this book is an eye-opener. And I, you know what? I don't ever hear anybody talking about the cyberspace thing. Nobody ever gets into that. And the Internet, I've talked about this on the air before, the Internet is a powerful weapon. And it can also, the Internet can do a lot of good, because there's a lot of freedom involved in the Internet. But it also can turn around and it can be bad. All right, 6:46, 46 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get back to what we were talking about before. Barack Obama makes history last night. He clinches the Democratic nomination. Now we've got a bitter divide in the party, which we have to overcome. And I was making the plea at the beginning of the show that we've got to start thinking about our own self-interests for a change. And I don't care where you sit in the political spectrum. You got to start thinking about your own self-interest, and you got to start thinking about the interest of this country. And I don't know how to get the two sides. I don't know how to get all of us together. I don't have clue one how to get us together. Is the answer to put Hillary on the ticket as a vice president? Is the what is the answer? What is the answer to defuse the animosity? And particularly if you're a Hillary Clinton supporter. 6:47, 47 minutes after the hour, 303-713-7600, John Turk in traffic.
Traveling south on I-225, going to be a struggle for you. Stop and go from Colfax to Alameda, and it's going to be pretty darn slow from Yosemite to I-25 as well. On I-25, a new accident blocking the left-hand lane as you head south at Spear Boulevard. Backups are already extending past 58th Avenue. In Commerce City, we're showing a lot of traffic for westbounders on 76 at 74th Avenue and on eastbound 270 at York Street. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 75. Right now, 54 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What a long commute. It'd be great if you could snap your fingers and be at work. But what if you could snap your fingers and be at a job you really loved?
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Even though Jared has an incredible selection of spectacular diamond engagement rings, many Jared customers prefer to design their own. It's easy to understand why. You can select from hundreds of settings in gold or platinum at Jared, and then choose from thousands of diamonds in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared!
And faster for absolutely no cost at all. Would you do it? Well, now you can with a free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. Call 1-800-400-3613. What have you got to lose? Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-400-3613. That's 1-800-400-3613.
It's 6:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. What are you laughing at, John? Listen. For John, he doesn't have to remember back so far, but for some of us, we have to remember back. And when you were 16, life was very, very simple, wasn't it? And you had the world by the tail. And depending on how you were raised and depending on how you grew up, maybe your parents took the time to tell you that life was not going to be as easy as you think it is, and that life was going to be a struggle at times. And in this day and age, a lot of us are struggling. And a lot of us are struggling economically. One of the things that's hitting us is gas prices. One of the things that's hitting us is bills. If you want to cut down on both, get to Rocky's Autos, home of the cleanest late model previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. And they've got cars that get great gas mileage. Volkswagens and Saabs and Hondas and Mazdas and Toyotas and Nissans and Fords and Chevys and Dodge. Of course, I got to confess to you that I'd love to get a Ford Focus and put a nitrous bottle on it. But that's not conserving energy. But I just had to say that. But seriously, if you're in a position where, you know, you could just take $10,000 and throw it out of an airplane, fine. But if you're not in that position, you need to go see Rockies. And by all means, comparison shop around. But I think you'll find you'll get the best deal at Rockies. Hook up with my friends, Spanky Herrera, Freddie Lombardo, Gerard Menard, any of those folks out there, Jules, they'll help you out. Rockies Autos open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and you can't miss them because they're right there at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike, and ask them about their matching down incentive. Rockies Autos, no better place to go, and bring your trade-in. Don't leave your trade-in out. Get to Rockies.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-300-3389. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389.
Who's ready for a better wild bird food? New Scott Songbird Selections. With the best ingredients and no added fillers, you'll attract more songbirds to your backyard. So fill your feeder with Scott Songbird Selections today. Visit scottswildbirdfood.com.
Everyone's green these days, but we can always learn more. The Sustainable Living Online Expo is coming to AM 760 with local speakers, green businesses, and forums to share your ideas. If you want to be on the green team, call 303-713-8595 for more information.
They call it dead air every once in a while. And we do that on purpose. We really do. Because we want you to have some appreciation of the radio station. Chance thunderstorms, high today 74. You know what they always used to say in broadcasting when you were like a disc jockey and stuff? They would say, hey, don't bring that up. That's like pointing to something and saying, look, I made a mistake. That's like walking around naked. Saying, I have a small, but you know what? I believe in being honest. All right, 303-713-7600, and we're talking about Obama last night and Hillary Clinton, and both gave great speeches. And now we got to coalesce together. We got to bond, and we got to, like, kick John McCain's rear. And I don't know how many of you saw his speech in Kenner, Louisiana, with his yellow teeth on TV. That was pretty interesting. And he was sitting there talking about this stuff. And it's like, oh, my God. And then, of course, Chris Matthews on MSNBC. He's so Eisenhower-like. Ha-ha! And Bob Schieffer of the CBS News at the top of the hour at 6 o'clock. He's a rebel. Oh, a rebel votes 95% of the time with the president? Yeah. Okay. Here's Rose in Longmont. Rose, you're on AM 760.
Oh, good morning. Well, I'm sorry about your problem. You know, I studied psychiatry in St. Louis. And the best thing to do that I've found in this world, and I've been through a lot of hell, is to get up and walk again and try again. That's my advice for you.
Well, I'm here every day, and I'm still battling it out.
Cheer up. And I'm going to read Clark's book, because this has bothered me that we were not protected.
It's a great book.
And I'll read as much as I can and do what I can. Okay, well, my advice, you take my advice, just try to cheer up and have a party and look on the positive side of life.
Well, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
And I always bounce back.
All right, you're doing okay. You're a good salesman, just keep it up.
Okay.
Bye.
Wow, that was kind of nice of Rose, wasn't it? Charles in Lakewood. Charles, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
This is Charles. I call a lot, you know, well, not a lot, but enough. I just wanted to tell you thank you because you're so real and you're so emotional and you speak for the people. And what's good about it is because, like the government, we've been separated so long from the government. It's like them and us, and we all start feeling like that, and that's why we stopped getting involved. And then Barack came along, and then, of course, Hillary, too, even though we brought all the Democrats and the people back to feeling like we're part of the government again. And then with this radio and the TV, and like you said, we don't even trust in the TV no more, and we don't trust the news and all that. And you're doing the right thing. We love you, and we wanted to tell you that, and I wanted to tell you that personally because I love your emotion. I love your realness. You just bring it to the people, and the people love you. And we just wanted to say that to you.
Well, thanks a bunch.
My wife is part of this. I told her I was trying to get a hold of you. I'm driving in my truck right now. I just have to tell you that because this is the most excited we've ever been in the elections in so many years. Even though Clinton was good when he was there, he could have probably done more if we could have control of the House and the Senate. But he did fail us with that NAFTA thing. But I just wanted to say thank you. I'm an Obama supporter. And, of course, I would have been a Hillary supporter if that was the only one there. And, I, you know, whichever one is a Democrat, we have to change this them and us thing. And that's with the corporate running everything, the top 5%. We need the people back involved. All our congressmen, like you said, you got to let them know. Get a hold of these news stations and stop this mergers and all that because it's just ruining us. And we don't even, our people, we can't even have words in no more. We can't trust nobody. And when you start not trusting your own government and they start doing things to us, it's not good.
You know, the tragedy of the whole thing is there shouldn't be a person in this country who has to go to work and who has to stay at a job that they don't particularly like because they can't go because of health insurance, because they have pre-existing conditions, and if they don't get into a large pool situation, they can't get covered. We should not have that going on in this country. We have got to band together, Hillary supporters, Obama supporters, independents, I don't care who you are, we have to get together and we have to vote middle-class interests, and we've got to do it. This is our shot. This is our time. This is our chance. We've got to swamp them at the polls. We have got to get out. We've got to talk to every person we possibly can, and we have to turn the tide of the country. Charles, thanks for all the kind words. I love you, too, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Let's turn this sucker around, and let's do it now. More coming up.
TopGuide is a licensed mortgage banker, rates based on an APR of 6.59%.
Attention homeowners, now is the time to break free of your adjustable rate or high rate mortgage. TopDot Mortgage has just been authorized by the federal government to offer higher FHA loan amounts to homeowners with less than perfect credit. You can now save hundreds of dollars every month with an FHA fixed rate as low as 5.75%, and your credit score may not be a factor. Find out your new low fixed rate for free by calling now, 1-800-700-1716. Now is the time to refinance your current adjustable mortgage to a low 30-year fixed rate, and your credit score may not even matter. You could save hundreds of dollars every month. These rates are only available for a limited time, so call now to learn your new low fixed rate for free, 1-800-700-1716. Again, to learn your new low fixed rate for free, call 1-800-700-1716. That's 1-800-700-1716. 1-800-700-1716.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM 760.net.
Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton could cross paths within the next couple of hours when they deliver separate speeches to a pro-Israel group in Washington. But Obama spokesman Robert Gibbs says he can't tell when they'll meet face-to-face or if Obama will ask Clinton to be his running mate.
They talked a couple of times after Puerto Rico and then again last night. And Senator Obama has said to Senator Clinton that when the dust settles and when it makes sense for her, that he'll meet wherever she wants to meet.
Gibbs says the vice presidential screening process begins in earnest today. Obama claimed the Democratic presidential nomination in a speech last night at the site of this year's Republican convention in St. Paul, Minnesota.
It was a moment of triumph for Barack Obama.
This is our moment.
He told his supporters winning in November will not be easy.
The journey will be difficult. The road will be long.
Obama repeatedly criticized his Republican opponent, John McCain, suggesting McCain will simply continue the policies of the Bush administration.
My differences with him are not personal. They are with the policies he has proposed in this campaign.
Next for Obama, trying to heal the wounds from his bitter fight with Hillary Clinton. Steve Futterman, CBS News, St. Paul, Minnesota.
On CBS News' early show, McCain said Obama comes up short on some of the qualities a president has to have.
I believe that he has not had experience, and I think he has exercised very bad judgment on national security issues and others.
With the price of jet fuel heading to the moon, United is mothballing less fuel-efficient planes and cutting service. Tom Parsons is with bestfares.com.
This means there's going to be less opportunities to find cheaper airfares.
It also means 1,100 layoffs. Less speed, bigger bills. That's what could be in store for some broadband customers. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Cathan.
Two big companies, Comcast and Time Warner Cable, are starting tests that would slow internet access for heavy users and charge more for those who want more speed.
Rather than invest in internet networks, the cable companies are investing in video on demand and trying to find ways to get people to use the internet less.
Marvin Amore, attorney for an interest group supporting cable oversight. The cable companies insist it's better to raise prices for heavy web users than for everyone. Frank?
Heavy rain and high winds lashed middle America overnight. People took cover when a funnel cloud threatened Edinburgh, Indiana.
For about 15 seconds, you could hear that freight car, a freight engine sound, and then all of a sudden it was quiet, and we came out and found all of the destruction.
The Pacific Fleet is recalling ships loaded with cyclone relief supplies from Myanmar. Reporter Andrew Chang in Bangkok, Thailand, says Myanmar's military rulers won't let the ships dock.
Myanmar generals have really put their people at enormous risk here because more than a million people still don't have adequate food, water, or shelter in the delta. And this is after 4 weeks.
Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are down 6 points. This is CBS News.
Nelman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Imagine all the possibilities for your next painting project. Now imagine saving up to 25%, too. From June 5th through the 9th is the Summer Savings Event at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams Paint Store. Save up to 25% on exceptional Sherwin-Williams paint, stains, wall coverings, and more. But don't wait. Hurry in and save, only at Sherwin-Williams. For painting, decorating, and great savings. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Steve Smith with an AM 760 local news update. Two suspicious fires in Denver this morning, both at downtown churches. The latest one starting a while ago at the meeting place at the church in Denver at 19th and South Cook, less than 3 hours after a fire at the Rocky Mountain Miracle Center at 19th and Monroe.
Both of these fires are suspicious. The arson investigators are already involved.
Denver Fire's Joe Hart says they were able to get the first one under control fairly quickly. Colorado's governor officially supporting Barack Obama. Bill Ritter had been one of 4 uncommitted superdelegates in the state.
Barack Obama, I believe, is the candidate that's going to win the presidency in 2008.
Ritter making his announcement on the steps of the state capitol last night. The remaining uncommitted superdelegates in Colorado are Senator Ken Salazar, Representative John Salazar, and Representative Mark Udall. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Steve Smith. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
An accident downtown on the southbound side of I-25, right around Spear, really backing things up. It looks like it starts around 58th. Some other stretches that are being hard hit by the volume this morning are 225 on that approach to Colfax, making your way past Alameda. Same deal for eastbounders on 270 coming up on Vasquez. You may run into some patchy fog outside the city limits like I-25 south of Castle Rock towards Monument, as well as I-70 near Genesee. I'm Todd Parker, AM760, Progressive Talk.
At Walmart, today's a great day to save money. Start saving now with Tide Liquid Laundry Detergent, 40-ounce bottle for $5. Charmin Ultra Strong or Ultra Soft Bathroom Tissue, 9-large roll pack, just $5. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Imagine all the possibilities for your next painting project. Now imagine saving up to 25%, too. From June 5th through the 9th is the Summer Savings Event at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams Paint Store. Save up to 25% on exceptional Sherwin-Williams paints, stains, wall coverings, and more. But don't wait. Hurry in and save, only at Sherwin-Williams. For painting, decorating, and great savings. Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Believe in this war, yes or no?
Yes.
You believe this strongly and you think that this is so right, go join up.
Got any plans for making it through the morning?
I don't know. How tough are you?
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Got any plans to make it through the morning? I'm lucky I got any plans to make it through the day. What are you talking about? Jay Marvin. Mechanically, mentally, challenged. Oh, interesting information here. Technical failure. Okay. You know, when I'm starting out on radio, before I was actually in radio, I built a little one milliwatt radio station that got around my neighborhood so I could get on and play disc jockey. I think the equipment on my little backyard radio station was better than the stuff here. No, I'm just computer illiterate. Okay, it's blacked out, Turk. And you know what? I did something to it. I know it because I'm computer illiterate. I can't even put together a website. It's disgusting, man. I got to come into the year, 2008. No, actually, I worked on my website all day yesterday. Are they all out?
No.
No, just this one. I spent 3 hours yesterday trying to figure out how to put a link behind a picture. I know, somebody's going to call and say, Jay, I could have done it for you, but, I'm trying to do it myself. I'm trying to learn myself how to do this stuff. Because I love the internet, and I'm just so interested in it. John's crawling all over this thing like a Formula One mechanic.
Probably turn it off.
Oh, it's back on.
The power button.
Oh, the power button went off. Thank you very much. Way to go, Jay. Golf claps. See, and you think I'm kidding you when I sit here and tell you that I have no clue. But I'm learning. I'm learning. I got my blog, jmarvinblog.com. I'm working on a website. Even though I don't know how to... And I'm using iWeb, or whatever the hell that thing is. And I can't put the link up there and put the picture over the link. All right. Historic night last night. Barack Obama. Did you ever think you'd see this in your lifetime? First African-American candidate. Look how far we've come. Look how far we've come. And if you're a Hillary Clinton supporter, yes, I know you're bitter. I know you feel bad about it. We've all been on the losing end. We all understand this. She ran a great campaign. Yes, she had moments which we didn't agree with. Yes, people on this radio station expressed opinions about her. I said this in the opening of the 6 o'clock hour. I can't speak for anybody else on this radio station. And the reason I can't speak for anybody else is because I can't listen to all the shows all the time. Yeah, I made a couple of personal attacks against her, no question. But I tried basically to talk about the issues. If you think I was unfair, I apologize. But now we've got some big fish to fry. And the big fish to fry is we've got to change the direction of this country. And you know something? We got to put down our partisanship. We got to put on our bickering. We got to back Barack Obama. We got to go for it. Otherwise, we're going to end up with John McCain. I don't know how many of you saw McCain's speech in Kenner, Louisiana last night. But this guy hasn't a clue. And what's pretty interesting about this is he talked about how Barack Obama is wrong and that talking to Ahmadinejad is wrong and talking to Iran is wrong. And he's saying all of this while the Israelis are talking to the Syrians, their mortal enemies. He's saying all of this while George W. Bush's Middle East policies have not worked. They have not worked on any level. And even if you want to debate, if you want to leave Iraq out of the debate, okay, he's done nothing to move the state of Israel and the Palestinians closer together. He has done basically nothing to enhance and build the reputation of the United States in the Muslim world. So I would say to John McCain, if you think the current policies are working, I want you to explain why. And if you think the current policies are working, what do you think the difference is between you and George W. Bush? You voted 95% of the time with George W. Bush, and yet you stood up in Kenner, Louisiana yesterday, and you claimed that, well, we've had our differences and blah, blah, blah. You know what? No, you haven't. And then you get the media, which puts in its god-awful spin, which is like Chris Matthews saying last night on MSNBC, well, John McCain is Eisenhower-like. Yeah, okay. Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex. John McCain never met a military-industrial complex lobbyist that he didn't want to, sleep with. And on top of that, Bob Schieffer of CBS News on this radio station says at the top of the hour at 6 o'clock, and I wish we had this on tape. Well, digital, because we don't use tape anymore. That John McCain is a rebel. Oh, come on. Really? Which John McCain are you talking about? Because there's a different John McCain every single day. So I'm not sure which John McCain you're speaking about. Now, are the Democrats going to get nasty? Are the Republicans going to get nasty? Yes, they are. They're already starting. John, do we have that Rush Limbaugh clip? Yeah, let's play this Rush Limbaugh clip. This is Rush Limbaugh, number one, being a race baiter. Number two, not talking about the issues of what separates the two candidates, but getting on the air on 600 radio stations and race baiting. Now, do you think this is a positive or a negative in this country? And why is it that we allow these standards on the broadcast ban, which is supposed to belong to the public? Because we don't have an FCC. And because we don't have any sense of public outrage. And the people who listen to Limbaugh ought to be ashamed of this. Because if you disagree with Barack Obama about taxes, if you disagree with Hillary Clinton about taxes, if you disagree with about anything, that's fine. Barack Obama said it last night. That's a debate he welcomes. But this is the way people like Limbaugh and others, some of them locally in this market, this is the way they play the game.
I got to give you something else to think about here, Nick. And I know you're on a cell phone. I can hear a little bit of delay, but you know, somebody's running Obama. Somebody's behind Obama. And I don't mean in a conspiratorial way. There's always a mover and a shaker behind candidates. Reagan had his kitchen cabinet and so forth. Somebody's pushing Obama. Somebody's writing speeches. Somebody has figured out that he was the best guy to get rid of the Clintons. There's somebody in the Democrat Party that really wants rid of the Clintons.
Absolutely.
We know that George Soros is involved with Obama. But there's somebody that's putting the words in his mouth. Because you're right. When he goes off the teleprompter, he is a different guy. He does not come off as the Messiah. He doesn't come off as this great unifier. He has trouble articulating with a bunch of stutters and pauses and so forth. So but my point in telling you this is that there must be real animosity.
No teleprompter in front of him. He is articulate off the air as he is on. Rush Limbaugh, have you ever met Barack Obama off the air? No, probably not. But somebody is behind Barack Obama. Hey, Rush, I can tell you who's behind John McCain. Charlie Black, lobbyist. Phil Graham, lobbyist for the banking industry, responsible for what's going on now. Do you know the United States government wanted to investigate banks and monetary connections to Al-Qaeda? They wanted the law changed to make it easier to do that. Congress wanted the law changed. One senator stood in the way of that. And that senator was Phil Graham. Phil Graham is still part of the McCain campaign. He's McCain's chief economic advisor, and he's still a lobbyist. And Rush Limbaugh says this stuff on the air. Now, did you hear anything within that clip that I just played where Rush Limbaugh confronts Barack Obama on the issues? Senator Obama, I don't agree with you on Iraq. Senator Obama, I don't agree with you on health care. Here's why. Here's why. Senator Obama, I don't agree with you on the economy. Here's why. Senator Obama, I don't agree with you on taxes. Here's why. Did you hear any of that? I didn't hear any of that. I didn't hear any of that at all. This is just a preview of what's coming. I think the worst crack I've made this morning is that McCain's teeth looked yellow on TV. Maybe you should go see Dr. Barrett's. Matter of fact, John, let's play that clip one more time. I just want people to hear it one more time. I want you to listen to it very carefully. I want you to see if he gets into any issues. Listen carefully.
I got to give you something else to think about here, Nick, and I know you're on a cell phone. I can hear a little bit of delay, but you know, somebody's running Obama. Somebody's behind Obama. And I don't mean in a conspiratorial way. There's always a mover and a shaker behind candidates. Reagan had his kitchen cabinet and so forth. Somebody's pushing Obama. Somebody's writing speeches. Somebody has figured out that he was the best guy to get rid of the Clintons. There's somebody in the Democrat Party that really wants rid of the Clintons.
Absolutely.
We know that George Soros is involved with Obama. But there's somebody that's putting the words in his mouth. Because you're right, when he goes off the teleprompter, he is a different guy. He does not come off as the Messiah. He doesn't come off as this great unifier. He has trouble articulating with a bunch of stutters and pauses and so forth. So but my point in telling you this is that there must be real animosity toward the Clintons at high levels of this party to go with a veritable rookie whose only chance of winning is that he's black.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know what frustrates me the most is, as here you got a candidate, Mrs. Clinton, that's done her duty. She's sat quietly for 20 years and been loyal to our party and eloquent she gets. I have a proposal that you may not like to hear, but if you'll hear me out on this, Mrs. Clinton.
I love listening to Democrat proposals.
All right, do you hear anything? Do you hear anything in there? Except Limbaugh race baiting and misstating facts? Anybody? I sure didn't. I didn't hear it. Let's go to Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Fine.
Love the show. What I was going to talk about But if you want to stay on subject, we can do that too, because I really love.
I want to talk about I want to talk about Obama winning last night, and I want to talk about the rift within the party. But I've just played the Limbaugh cut to illustrate where these folks are going to go and what they're going to do, and that we got to step forward and we got to call them on it.
We really should. I don't know if the party is going to see in Hillary's face last night. Jeez. Would you want to go home to that last night? She was so mad. Do you think
so? Wait a minute. Stop for a second. Stop for a second. I don't think that she looked mad at all. That's number one. As a matter of fact, I think she has a fabulous smile. Number two, you work that hard and that long for something, and you don't win. That's really a tough thing to go through. That's really, really hard. And I think that whether you like her or you don't like her, she gave a first-class speech last night. And I think that if I had to bet my chips on the table, she will be an asset to the Democratic Party, not a negative, and that I even think it's kind of a fascinating idea about her being vice president, being the vice presidential nominee.
That might be like living in your mother-in-law's house, though. I don't know. I think there'd be a lot of control issues.
Well, maybe there would be. But you know what? That's fine, because you know what? Two heads are better than one. And what we got right now is we've got one head, which is Dick Cheney, and the other one, which is just kind of like this lost kind of frat boy, George W. Bush, and they made a mess of things.
They both need to be in The Hague, but that's another.
But you see what I'm saying about this? I mean, what I'm saying about it is that the way for us to benefit, the way for us to win, is twofold: tap all the brain power we can, and swamp the polls. And you know what? Hillary Clinton has a lot of brain power, whether you agree with her or not. And she is a valuable resource, and we need to have her in the process.
Well, certainly. But will she put the country before herself? I mean,
yes.
I haven't seen it so far. That's
yes.
What I, you know.
Well, but because we've been in the primary season. But in the end, yes, she will. You'll see. All right?
She does have a pretty smile, but she has a scary face, too.
Everybody has a scary face. But, you know, I mean, look, let's talk about the issues and not about the way people look. I mean, I'm not so great looking either. All right, we'll see you later, man.
Have a good day.
7:23, 23 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk, who's got a fabulous face. I mean, Stacy tells me every day how handsome he is.
Right.
She just told me the other day.
No,
how handsome she thinks you are.
No, she didn't.
Yeah.
I'll bet you $1 million she didn't say that.
Really? Do you have $1 million?
I can get it.
Where?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
She did not say anything about how handsome I am.
Oh, yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Oh, yes, she did. Yeah, and you know what? I'll bet your entire Grateful Dead collection.
Okay, she didn't say that to you.
I'll bet your
did
entire...
Did you ask or did she just come out and say it?
We were talking about what a good person you are.
Well, then looks never came into the equation. I'm not good looking.
She thinks you are.
Well, I'm lucky then.
You don't put your Grateful Dead collection
on? No, that's all right.
No, okay.
I'll take a look for it.
Yeah, because you know I know what I'm talking about. 7:24, John Turk, traffic.
Traffic at a standstill, southbound I-25, coming into downtown right now. Got a two-car accident on the left side of the highway at Spear Boulevard, causing this jam all the way back past 58th Avenue. North of downtown, it's also busy on eastbound 270 from I-76 to Vasquez. It's also crazy on 76 traveling west from southbound, or west from, let me see, 74th to Vasquez. Check and stop-and-go conditions, southbound 225 from Colfax to Alameda and from Parker Road to the DTC. Also got an accident on the toll road, E-470, this on the eastbound side near 88th Avenue. Forecast today, partly cloudy, 40...
Don't let car buying make you sad just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go even when you got no dough. Go to It's My Car Now.com. Listen up, need some wheels, but
got no cash and your credit's bad, this is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? Itsmycarnow.com. Itsmycarnow.com.
Bought the secrets of equity acceleration. Well, I found the man who originated the software. He teamed up with American Guarantee Mortgage to offer the software at the unprecedented low price of $199. Counseling on how to use the software is included in the price. Go to wealthspeed.com for details. Wealthspeed.com or call American Guarantee Mortgage 866-259-8206.
725, 25 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. I've told you about this before. I got to tell you again. I run into people all the time. They don't know who I am. They don't have any idea who I am. And this is my weight loss that's done it. Because I'm struggling getting the last 30 or 40 pounds off. And as a matter of fact, I picked up some weight, which is really kind of a drag. But they don't know who I am because I don't wear glasses anymore. And I've worn glasses my entire life. And people look and go, you know, is that you? Listen, glasses are a pain in the rear. Okay? So, get to Icon LASIK. If I can do this, you can do it. Icon LASIK is the only Denver clinic that has completed over 60,000 procedures in Colorado. They've got the latest technology, like intralace bladeless LASIK. And they'll do it for as little as $4.99 per eye. So give them a call. Find out about their financing options. For all credit types, with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months, if you've been thinking about how much better your life would be with LASIK, now's the time to call them at 724-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. Let me tell you something. It's painless, it's easy, and you're going to feel great. So do something good for yourself. Get LASIK done. Get it done at Icon.
Everyone knows new windows will save you energy, but all the claims and offers are so confusing. Relax, with K&H your decision is easy and risk-free. Replace all your windows with K&H and save 25% on your energy use guaranteed, or they'll pay the difference. Plus, right now, buy three windows from K&H and get three windows absolutely free. Call K&H today for details, 421-7100, 421-7100, or online at khwindows.com. Call and start saving today, 421-7100.
Are you into high-performance cars and trucks? Then check out the Gearhead Show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 with Don Cypher and John Rush on AM 760. If you want the latest high-performance news and information, then don't miss the Gearheads. Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on AM 760.
Who's ready for a better wild bird food? New Scott Songbird Selections. With the best ingredients and no added fillers, you'll attract more songbirds to your backyard. So fill your feeder with Scott Songbird Selections today. Visit scottswildbirdfood.com.
Nobody's talking about a speech that a reverend made 3 years ago.
Give us more reason to be an informed voter rather than getting into this drama.
People are getting so wound up with this nutty stuff, and the real issue is this illegitimate war, the economic insecurity, and the lying.
Tell me that you'll open your eyes.
Hillary and Obama, when this is all over, have to come together to support the winner.
There is a great opportunity here for the Democrats.
AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Our party and our country are better off because of her, and I am a better candidate for having had the honor to compete with Hillary Rodham Clinton.
And that's exactly right. 729, 29 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Choice of chance of thunderstorms, high today 74. And when Mary was saying to me last night, boy, he really got that one in on McCain. He really got that one in on McCain. I said to her, you don't come out of Chicago politics and not know how to rumble. And Barack Obama knows how to rumble. But the question is, if you're a Hillary Clinton supporter, how in the world do we win you over? How? I'm at Denver. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm fine, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I hope you get healthy, man.
I will be. I'm fine.
Yeah, you're the good man. I don't want to lose you, man.
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Hey, what I want to say is any one of American people today have to be happy because this is the history. You know, it's not up for a bunch of groups or people or different groups. Or we all did this together, and this is belonging to America, and this is making a history in American people. And today is a great moment for American people. And we all have to give us, you and John, give a five each other. And this is, wow, it is a history that make you just tears come out. I'm a black man, and believe me, last night I see 55 years old man, a white man, who just, I grabbed him, and he was crying. And I say, why are you crying? And he say, I wasn't know if I live in this time today and how great it is. He said, I didn't like Obama, I didn't vote for him, but what I see in my eyes today and what I listen when he speeches, I'm happiest day I can be, and this is a great day for American people, and this is something I never see in my life and never wait. So every American has to be happy today. That's the only thing I want to say, and I have to be glad day, and everybody has to be celebrated.
I agree. We certainly, it doesn't make any difference what your party affiliation is. We certainly have come a long way in this country, particularly for those of us who lived through such terrible things as the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, the assassination of Medgar Evers, which never gets talked about, the Selma marches, the bus boycotts, the murder of the three civil rights workers in Philadelphia, Mississippi, the assassination of both JFK and RFK. We have lived through extraordinary times, and win, lose, or draw, and I believe we're going to win, we can say this, and the Democratic Party can say this, that we ran a woman and an African-American for the presidency of the United States. And once again, when the rubber hits the road, we're the ones who blew the doors open. We're the ones who did it.
That is true.
And now the door is open for everybody else to come join us to really make a difference in this country.
That is true. That is true. And I'm one of them, one of the people that live in Colorado. And I will be taking off my job 2 weeks when November comes. Big up my big trucks, put a sign on it, try to people push, give a ride to people, try to people wet their doors, knock their doors. I do my part of my job, and I hope everybody else do their jobs. And you and Jan, I called about 3 months ago to offer you lunch, and I sent you an email, and still you guys are waiting me to I will lunch with me.
No, we're not avoiding you. It's just that both of us have very, very hectic schedules, and it's very hard to find time to do anything.
Jay will be good, though. You know, I'm a Muslim man, and my name is Ahmed, and you say you're Jewish, and John is a Christian. If we have a lunch, that will be the happiest day, I believe so. So.
All right. Well, we will as soon as we get done with some business, and John gets moved because he's moving in. John's moving into a 270,000 square foot house. So with about 20 bedrooms and about 35 bathrooms for his family. So as soon as that gets done, we'll do it. Salam alaikum, pal. Thank you for calling.
All right, my brother. Thank you. Take care of yourself.
You got it. All right, 7:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic with John Turk.
Still major delays coming into downtown on I-25. We have an accident on southbound side at Spear Boulevard causing single-digit speeds back to the Boulder Turnpike. And folks on US 36 also hitting jams around Pecos. Eastbounders on 270 hitting stop-and-go conditions from 76 down to Vasquez. Same deal on southbound 2 1/4 from before Colfax down to Alameda. Other crashes to let you know about, Lincoln and 8th and one on the toll road E-470 at 88th Avenue. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 75. Right now, 58 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a supersonic breakfast burrito. A warm tortilla stuffed with everything you want, any way you want. Try one anytime with a premium roast, iced, or hot latte. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
turn to the left.
Bush relied on propaganda to sell the war.
Where have I heard that before?
With AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ashcroft was going to do justice at the Justice Department.
And AM760.net.
John McCain has no plan.
Hello, this is Ridian Orr from the Orr Law Firm, LLC. Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's O-R-R-L-A-W.com for a free consultation. Proud member of the Tom Martino referral list.
7:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I don't know about you, but I'm doing my best to try to fight the gas companies. I really am. The oil companies, I guess I should say is the right word. I do two things. Try to keep my driving down, and I'm pretty successful at that. I've talked about this now. I've been bragging about this for months, that I drive no more than about 20, 25 miles a day. The other thing I've been trying to do is I've been trying to stay off the gas pedal to get better gas mileage. And I've got one of these computers inside my car that will tell me what the gas mileage is. And my gas mileage per miles per gallon has been steadily climbing because I'm being more conservative. Now, if you feel the way I do, which is total animosity towards the oil companies, then the thing to do is to try to fight this. And one of the ways is to get rid of a car that gets bad gas mileage. Also, one of the other problems that we have is we've got older cars running around that emit more carbon dioxide. And the thing to do about this is to go to Rocky's Autos. Now, I'm not trying to sell Rocky's Autos as a panacea to these problems, but I'm telling you that you can go to Rocky's Autos. You can check out their selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles. You can take advantage of their matching down. You can show them your trade-in. You can save money that way, and you can get a vehicle that will get better gas mileage because they have that selection and they have new inventory coming on all the time. They've got good people to work with. You hear me name them all the time. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and they're family-owned and operated. And they've been that way since 1982. So, all right, they got to be doing something right because people keep coming back all the time. So, if you're driving around in a vehicle and your gas mileage is just terrible, let's talk about making a lifestyle change. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Well, Dad's one hard-working dynamo. It's Father's Day, let him know. Dad, let your work and worries go. Let's go out back tonight.
Let go this Father's Day. Go out there, where fresh salmon is grilled moist and tender, and the steaks are thick and juicy. No worries. We're open early for Father's Day.
Let's go out back tonight.
This Father's Day, we're open at 11.
What a way to make your Father's Day.
Imagine all the possibilities for your next painting project. Now imagine saving up to 25% too. From June 5th through the 9th is the Summer Savings Event at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams Paint Store. Save up to 25% on exceptional Sherwin-Williams paint, stains, wall coverings, and more. But don't wait. Hurry in and save only at Sherwin-Williams for painting, decorating, and great savings. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What's Perry Farrell doing these days? Anybody have any idea? 7:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms. High today, 74. J. Marvin with you. Barack Obama makes history last night. We're talking about it. We're talking about how to heal the unity. How to get unity. 303-713-7600. And let's go to Beth in Denver, who's got a great point. Beth, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, I can tell you, you are totally wound up. Okay, I'm one of the 18 million that voted for Hillary, and I'm actually moving a little bit towards Obama. The gentleman who called earlier and said he was a little upset with Hillary's angry face, I have to point out to him directly that if he was at a basketball game, a hockey game, or a football game, the losing team probably would have been angry too. So in comment to your comment, I really appreciate that you are capable of separating the kind of characterization that we have going on, because it really, at this point, it really doesn't matter anymore. Either you're a Democrat and you support the Democratic Party, which I am, and you drop all this other stuff. If it was the other way around and Obama would have had his angry face, I wonder what the gentleman would have commented on. But I totally agree with what you're saying in terms of, as a party, we need to get back on track, because what has happened in the last 8 years is despicable. On the other hand, it seems like the public has needed to experience that in order for us to really see that we have to be environmentally conscious. We do have the power to control what we put in our tank. I certainly have lessened my driving, and I've, you know, I don't know, the last 30 years I've always been environmentally conscious. I don't know why it's a big deal today. But I just wanted to comment that we don't, it's not necessary to say he said, she said anymore. We just really need to get centered to move forward. And I appreciate what you had to say, because you're supporting Obama, whether or not you were all along or not, I don't know.
No, I started out with him, then I went to Edwards, and then when Edwards dropped out, I went back to Obama.
Yeah, and I like Mr. Edwards. I would not have a problem with him being vice president either, but nonetheless, I actually think the Democratic Party really needs to get their cookies in the jar again, because there's so much fracturing going on across, it seems like across the level. I'm a very moderate Democrat. There's, you know, I'd like to see some fiscal responsibility.
I think we all would like to see that. I think we all realize that we're plunging out of control here. And
isn't it interesting that our bridges are collapsing, our roads are bad, we can't put gas in our thing, our food is expensive, now we can't, you know. It's kind of interesting that it appears like it's been a crisis, but I think it's been coming all along. You know, we're obese, our health care is now a big issue. You know, I'm a person who is environmentally conscious, healthfully conscious, and these things are not critical to me. But as a nation, it's like we weren't paying attention all along. And now we have all these problems, and now it looks like it's a wonderful place for people to be afraid again. I just don't want to be afraid. I just got the survey from the Democratic National Committee about, was I concerned about the bashing that McCain is going to do against whatever candidate comes forth in the Democratic race here? And I said, I'm not afraid of that. if we are so naive to think that 50% of this is BS anyway, then I guess we deserve to be duped.
Well, the thing is, I think we've learned. So now what we're going to do is, without getting nasty ourselves, what we're going to do is we're going to take them on the issues. We're going to stand up. We're going to say, oh, you made this statement? Fine. You back it up and prove it. And we're going to stick our finger in their faces.
She's so refreshing from the 100-word vocabulary that Mr. Bush gives us every single speech. That's why I voted for her. That's why I voted and supported her. I believe it doesn't, you know what, half of this doesn't even matter. We just need to get a Democrat in the office so that we can clean up this mess. It is completely out of control, and I think we've had our heads in the ground for so long pretending that this isn't really happening. And where were the Democrats 4 years ago? And maybe, Jay, you can talk about this on the next level, is, why does Florida screw everything up? What is wrong with them?
I can tell you why. I live there.
Unbelievable. We need to send them some superior daycare center supervisors.
Yeah, well,
they are messing up big time.
Let me tell you something. You had two things going on there. You had a Republican governor who was the brother of the candidate.
Oh, please, don't
and
get me started.
You had Catherine Harris, who was a total and complete incompetent, and what ended up happening there was is that the Republican Party, through using government machinery, engaged in voter suppression, engaged in caging votes, and basically what happened in Florida was they cheated. Now,
oh, you think?
Yeah. But that's going to be...
Twice now. Or was it three times? I can't remember. But, you know, we as a Democratic group need to get them figured out because they are screwing this up.
I agree. But let me tell you something, okay? As far as the voting thing goes, and then I got to go. I got to do business. But let me tell you something. There's going to be a million lawyers on the ground in that state. There's going to be a million lawyers on the ground in every state. And we are not going to go down that road again. Trust me. It will not happen again.
This is nonsense.
Anyway, thanks, Beth.
Your pleasure. Good luck. And let's hope we are going to be in a suitable position next year.
We will.
All righty.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See ya. It's 7:48, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Is it bumper to bumper? We don't know. John will tell us, though.
Yeah, it certainly is. That accident downtown has been cleared off the highway, but we are dealing with delays of at least a half hour as you travel southbound on I-25 from the Turnpike down to Invesco Field. It's also affecting people heading east on to the interstate from US 36. You'll see small delays there at Pecos. Speeds dipping into the single digits on eastbound 270 from 76 to Vasquez and on southbound 225 from Colfax to Alameda. And again, from Parker Road to the Tech Center, 225 rolling, moving really slowly this morning. Reports of a ladder on the highway, northbound I-25 at I-70, so be a little careful there. Also have surface street crashes at 8th and Lincoln, and one that has just been moved off at Evans and Monaco. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, 40% chance of rain, highs in the mid-70s, right now 58 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
See Marine Max at the Great American Boat Sale this weekend at Bass Pro Shops, just off I-270 and I-70. Marine Max will have...
Don't let car buying make you sad, just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go, even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up! Need some wheels but got no cash, and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? ItsMyCarNow.com. ItsMyCarNow.com.
When this is all over, have to come together to support the winner.
There is a great opportunity here for the Democrats.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services appreciates parents educating their teens about driving safely. However, we still lose over 5,000 kids per year. Two new factors are cell phones and text messaging. Please caution your kids, because even though we can't always be with them, our words can. This is from Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services, operators of Red Rocks Bar, Lefty's Mile High Grill, Lefty's Front Range Grill, and Schlotsky's Restaurant at the Denver International Airport.
Imagine all the possibilities for your next painting project. Now imagine saving up to 25%, too. From June 5th through the 9th is the Summer Savings Event at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams Paint Store. Save up to 25% on exceptional Sherwin-Williams paint, stains, wall coverings, and more. But don't wait. Hurry in and save, only at Sherwin-Williams, for painting, decorating, and great savings. Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Warning, if you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're about to pay hundreds, even thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're Lumber Liquidators, and nobody sells hardwood flooring for less. Call now for your beautiful, free, full-color catalog, 1-800-600-4002. We ship top-quality flooring directly to you. Even Bellawood, the hardwood flooring Bob Vila installed in his home. Don't pay too much for hardwood flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now for your free color catalog, 1-800-600-4002. That's 1-800-600-4002.
7:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Time to talk to Mike Spears, Executive Vice President of Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance. All right, Mike, we made history last night. This country made history last night. It doesn't make any difference what your political leanings are. We made history last night. Did the market react at all this morning?
Well, not a lot, Jay. I don't think there's a lot of reaction to that. It was we had a muted, soft opening this morning. And I think that was more due to following through with 2 days of down market. But now it has reversed back up. The Dow is up 26 points. The NASDAQ composite once again. Let's put this in perspective, if I may, Jay. The Dow up 0.19% today, 23 points. The NASDAQ, however, up a third of a percent already, so significantly greater move on the NASDAQ composite. The S&P, a muted move, up 2 points. The Russell 2000, also up muted, so text. That's what it's been the last few sessions. There has been less weakness in those on down days and greater strength in those on up days. And people need to really be aware of that, as you know, Jay, as they make their decisions in their 401ks and their retirement accounts, and as they talk to their financial advisors. We did get some the ADP employment numbers of the private sector, and we did see an increase of 40,000 jobs in the private sector in May, Jay. We're expecting a loss of 30,000, so the market is reacting favorably to that. And I'll try to answer the question before you ask it here, Jay. Oil down 60 cents a barrel at $123.72.
Yes.
So now, Jay, we're down 8.3% from the peak back set on the 22nd of last month of $135 a barrel down to $123.72. So I know that's good news for a lot of your listeners as well as you and I, man.
Yep, absolutely. All right, let's talk about very quickly about wealth management and what you can do to help us out.
Well, I'll tell you, anything that you can get at any other financial advisory, I think that we can probably provide that and a lot more. Very personalized service. But, you know, we're not stuffy Wall Street jerks in here, Jay, as you know. We're regular working people.
Yep.
But we have an area of expertise, and that is financial services, and we're financial coaches here. So we put together the whole team for you. If you need an accountant, an attorney, you know, we have people that will work with us on the financial plan, putting the whole deal together, one-stop shopping. Give us a call, 303-749-2770. You'll get through to one of us right now, and we'll chat with you. No arm twisting. If you want to visit, great. If you don't, no big deal. Give us a call, 303-749-2770. Just intelligent investment guidance.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow, Financial Guru.
Bless your heart. Thanks, Jay.
All right. We'll see you later. Michael Spear from Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance, the number 303-749-2770.
Washington, D.C. How may I direct your call?
Congress, please.
One moment.
Hello. Is this Congress?
Yes.
Whoa. This is the entire Congress.
Pretty much.
Fantastic. Man, you guys make so many laws. I don't know how you do it.
How can we help you?
Well, June 21st is officially the first day of summer, right?
Yeah.
How about we bump that up to, like, now?
Are you crazy? Why?
Because I just hit the REI store, and summer's basically here. I mean, June 21st? People are already out there cycling, camping, paddling, and stuff right now. So you guys want to write up one of those bill things and take a half day? Go hiking or something. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Awesome. I'm voting for all of you next time. REI, your one-stop shop for summer adventure.
Come into REI today and check out the latest summer gear from top brands like Kelty, Teva, K2, and more. Visit one of REI's 6 convenient Denver area locations or shop REI.com.
Six minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Martin with you. History-making day here in the United States of America. Chance thunderstorms, high today 74. And let me see if I can squeeze in one more call here. Here's Corey in Aurora. Corey, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Two really quick points, one personal and one kind of intellectual. First one is it really is disappointing and bothers me how the focus, even 50% of it, is on Hillary Clinton. Yesterday, I got to see a black man be nominated to the Democratic National Party as our leader. And the reason it bothers me to see that the Hillary Clinton getting part of the attention with the Veeps and she lost and gave her time and all of this is because I can tell you the story about my grandparents, how they didn't even get an opportunity to have an education.
Okay, let me jump in here because I'm running out of time, and let me say this to you. I understand that. And I understand about the black pathology business, and I understand about what's going on. I think I've demonstrated over and over again that I understand this. But look, when you have that many people who put their faith in somebody, and that candidate doesn't win, okay?
But, Jay...
No. You need to have courtesy, you need to have consideration, and you need to have compassion. And you need to be able to celebrate, but you also need to understand where they're coming from, and you need to understand, because you've been on the losing end, just like I have, for a long time, you need to understand that you've got to give these folks room, and you've got to understand where they're coming from, and you have to reach out to them, and hopefully they'll reach out to you so that we can march forward united. And you can't just tell them that they just have to forget it and that they just have to look at the fact that this country nominated a black man.
But don't denigrate what the other people
are not
celebrating.
Nobody is. They're not doing that, but they're mourning and they're angry and they have a right. I got to run. Thank you. John Nichols coming up next.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, we'll look at last night's speeches and talk about the fallout.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It should come as no surprise to you, but cable, satellite, and internet packages are going up from those other providers. But not if you have the Freedom Bundles from Liberty Bell. Don't fall for those lifetime guarantees on prices from you-know-who. When the prices force you to load up on phone features you don't even need. And don't fall for those low introductory rates that rise faster than credit card penalties in a short time. Get real. Get freedom. Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. TV, phone, and internet for just $85.97 or TV and phone for just $50.97. The big guys just can't compete with our low overhead. As you know, my company Liberty Bell is a thorn in their side, small but painful. And to add to their pain, there will be no price increases in our Liberty Bell bundles. And we offer real phone lines, not internet phone service and Dish Network. So let's slay the dragon together. 303 Bundles. That's 303 Bundles. Or LibertyBellTelecom.com. Remember, packages start as low as $50.97. Liberty Bell Bundles. 303 Bundles.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Way to go. He may not have used those words, but President Bush has congratulated Barack Obama on sewing up the Democratic presidential nomination. Next up for Obama is picking a running mate. His spokesman says that process begins in earnest today. On the CBS News Early Show, Clinton campaign chairman Terry McAuliffe was asked if she would be interested.
We haven't had that specific conversation, but is she going to be active in the fall campaign in one capacity? You bet she is.
At a rally last night, Clinton told her supporters she wants the 18 million people who voted for her to be respected and heard.
Right now, AIPAC, the pro-Israel lobbying group, is playing host first to Barack Obama and a bit later this hour to Hillary Clinton. Obama is facing many skeptics among this pro-Israel group who believe Clinton would be a better president overall for the Jewish state. No word yet on when the Democratic winner and loser will have their expected face-to-face meeting to talk about mending fences. Live in Washington, Howard Arenstein, CBS News.
John McCain is giving voters a taste of what his campaign will be about on the CBS News Early Show. McCain stressed his experience, judgment, and independence.
The American people know that I'm who I am, and that's a person who has stood up to both Democrats and Republicans when I knew that what was the right path to take.
The flying public will have to get used to less choice as airlines try to cope with soaring jet fuel prices. CBS's Steve Kathan has the latest.
United Airlines is cutting 1,100 jobs, with more to come by the end of the year, and it's parking 100 fuel-guzzling planes.
Not only is United planning to cut routes and ground planes, so is American Airlines. Delta's planning to do at least 10 to 15% when they do the new merger with Northwest.
Tom Parsons of BestFares.com. A USA Today analysis finds cutbacks across the board with fuel. fewer flight choices to prime vacation spots, and more small cities losing routes altogether. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Two big broadband companies, Comcast and Time Warner, are going to charge heavy internet users premium prices for super high-speed service. They say that's better than raising rates on everyone. But cable watchdog Marvin Amori is skeptical.
Prices will go up, choice will go down, and competition in online television could be stifled for years to come.
J.M. Smucker already has jams and jellies. Now it's getting the coffee to wash them down. Smucker will pay $3 billion to buy Folgers from Procter & Gamble. The sale is part of P&G's effort to focus on products with the greatest potential for growth. Competition from Starbucks and other coffee makers has been holding Folgers back. The government says worker productivity increased more than previously estimated in the first quarter. In early trading, the Dow's up 24 points. This is CBS News.
If you suffer from ear discomfort when you fly, do what many flight attendants do. Use Earplanes. That's Earplanes. Earplanes are soft, comfortable earplugs that help to regulate ear pressure on takeoffs and landings. Earplanes are available in the ear care section of all drug, discount, grocery, and airport shops. For more information, visit earplanes.com. So if you're planning to fly, make sure to buy Earplanes today in both adult and kid sizes. They're truly a small miracle. Don't travel without them. Earplanes.
Imagine all the possibilities for your next painting project. Now imagine saving up to 25% too. From June 5th through the 9th, it's a summer savings event at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams Paint Store. Save up to 25% on exceptional Sherwin-Williams paints, stains, wall coverings, and more. But don't wait. Hurry in and save only at Sherwin-Williams for painting, decorating, and great savings. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Steve Smith with an AM 760 local news update. A pair of church fires within about 3 hours of each other have Denver firefighters wondering why.
Both fires are suspicious and under investigation.
Denver Fire's John Hart, who says they were able to get the first blaze under control quickly at the Rocky Mountain Miracle Center at 19th and Moreau, the second fire at the meeting place at the church in Denver at 19th and South Cook. Superdelegate Governor Bill Ritter threw his support behind Barack Obama last night, shortly after the presidential candidate declared himself the Democratic Party presumptive nominee. Mayor John Hickenlooper says Denver won't be paralyzed by this summer's Democratic National Convention when 50,000 people are expected to descend on downtown. Hickenlooper said Tuesday the city has handled bigger crowds for sporting events and rallies. The convention is August 25th through the 28th. And United Airlines, which has a hub in Denver, says it's cutting up to 1,100 more jobs, removing 100 of its fuel-guzzling airplanes from its fleet and slashing domestic capacity as it tries to downsize and cope with spiraling fuel cost. It's also scrapping its Denver-based coach-only TED service and adding first-class seats to those planes. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Steve Smith. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
An earlier accident, lots of volume are combining for delays on I-25 downtown, starting right around 84th. Breaks loose for a little bit right around 36th, and you'll drive slow all the way in. We're also looking at delays on both 225 as well as eastbound 270 as you're getting off of I-25 towards Vasquez. Westbounders on 76, you're looking at slow speeds on that approach to 74th. As you're heading west, it looks like the fog's starting to lift near Floyd Hill along I-70. Still hazy in the area, but not too bad. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Commuting to a bad job can cause road rage. This is followed by parking rage, then elevator rage, then cubicle rage, then coffee and a muffin rage, and so on. If this is you, maybe it's time for a new job. Visit Monster today and find the perfect job. Monster, your calling is calling.
The Fricky Law Firm appreciates parents educating their teenagers about safe driving. However, we still lose more than 5,000 kids per year. Factors which lead to teenage road deaths include reckless driving, inexperience, passengers, cell phones, text messaging, and not wearing seat belts. Caution your kids about these issues. Even though you can't go everywhere your kids go, your words can. This is from the Fricky Law Firm in Denver, serving you with fairness and integrity in accident and injury litigation. Call them at 59 Legal.
What we do have to do is we do have to stand up, put our finger in their faces, and say,
I'm not going to take this anymore.
Sometimes I get mad at you, sir.
If you've got it, then you give it to me.
Here we go.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
That tough enough.
And that's one of my crutches, saying, you know, if you listen to those openings, you'd think I was a madman. And I used to be one. But I'm way calmer now. So maybe we need to fix that. Also, maybe I need to do it for the 10,000th time, change the theme song to something a little bit more understanding. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 74, which is a contrast from where it was yesterday and the day before yesterday, although I got rained on yesterday. I don't know how you did in that department. It's a historic day today in the United States of America because I don't think most of us ever thought within our lifetimes we'd see an African American as a standard bearer for a major party in this country. I also don't think that most of us ever thought within our lifetimes that we would see a woman run for the presidency of the United States. Now, it depends on how old you are. Maybe. But I don't think so. I mean, I think if you're 25 years old, I think if you're 30, and you look back on it, and you look back at the history of your life, and you look back at what's gone on, if I had said to you 8 years ago, if I had said to you 10 years ago, 15 years ago, that we would have a woman and an African American running for the presidency of the United States, I bet you, you'd look at me like I was crazy. And I don't think 10 to 15 years ago, I don't think I could have made that claim because I never saw it coming. I will tell you this. The first time I ever met Barack Obama and the first time I ever had him on the air, I knew he was different than anybody I'd ever encountered as far as somebody running for political office. He and Dick Durbin both, who is a senator in Illinois, two of the most different people I've ever met. When Dick Durbin was a congressman, he came to be on my show. I was on at 10 o'clock at night. He showed up in the elevator. He showed up in the hallway. He didn't have a large contingency. It was just him. When Barack Obama came, as both a state legislator and also when he was running for the Senate, he did not have a large contingent. He showed up. He had one other guy with him. That was it. He was open. He was honest. You ask him a question, he gave you an honest answer. He is the same way off the air that he is on the air. When he made that spectacular speech at the Democratic National Convention 4 years ago, myself and a newsman who's been on the show, I've had him on before, Bill Cameron, we used to do a show called Chicago PM. We did it live from the convention. We had Barack Obama on. We said to him, I said to him, that was a mind-blowing speech. Bill Cameron, who's a newsman and would not show partisanship on the air for the most part, even he came forward and said, that was one of the greatest speeches I've ever heard. Barack Obama smiled and said, thank you. And he was very humble about it. I think I told you the story of being on Manny's on the South Side, which is a legendary place. And in comes Barack Obama, then running for the Senate with vice presidential nominee John Edwards. He crosses the room and he tells John Edwards, here's somebody you should meet. Here's J. Marvin. And I said, and this is my wife, Mary. And Barack Obama said, oh, you know, Mary, I've heard a lot about you. And John Edwards was extremely warm. They were both extremely warm. And they were extremely warm. Barack Obama was extremely warm to the room. And there were people in the restaurant who were not Barack Obama supporters. There were a few people in Illinois who supported Alan Keyes. But it didn't faze Barack Obama. I have a lot of admiration for him. He has put himself where he is, and he did it through hard work. People in Chicago were shocked when that first book came out. They were shocked. They were shocked that somebody who was holding public office would write a book like that. They were absolutely blown away. Now let me talk about Hillary Clinton here for a second, then we'll take some phone calls at 303-713-7600. Hillary Clinton will go down in the history books of this country as being the first woman to be a major. We've had other women run before, but a major contender for the nominee of a U.S. political party. And I don't care how you feel about her, you can't take that away from her. There's no way you can do that. And this is a woman who I disagree with on a lot of things, but I have to give her this. She's been demonized. She's been bashed. She has been just put upon by hate mongers like Rush Limbaugh, like Sean Hannity, like Michael Savage, like all the goofs, like Rusty Humphreys and Dennis Prager and the rest of them, and people even in this building, and the right-wing media across the country, and she stood up to them. She stood up to them. You can't take that away from her. She didn't lose this nomination by much. And the end result here is that we have to stop fighting each other. And I've been saying this all morning. You think this is going to be a cakewalk? You think it's going to be easy? I know John McCain sounds like hell. I mean, he does. I'm sorry. The guy sounds 125 years old. Plus, foreign policy-wise, domestically, he's living in the past. And he's not open about his politics. He has branded himself as being a rebel, and the media has bought this. I cited two examples of it, one on this radio station and one on MSNBC last night. Media Matters is full of this stuff. This is not going to be easy. It's going to be very, very rough. And what we need to do is we need to join hands. We need to move forward. And we need to change this country. And we need to put Barack Obama in the White House. And we need to make sure that Hillary Clinton plays a major part in this country's agenda to move forward. Whether it's to take Harry Reid's job, or whatever she chooses to do. And I, for one, wouldn't mind seeing her as the vice president. Here's Lynn in Denver. Lynn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Thank you so much. I can't believe the one day that you're not driving me off the road, I'm not in my car. But thank you very much for your words. You asked what you could, what people could do to bring the 18 million Hillary supporters on board with this campaign. What is going on from the talking heads and the surrogates and the bloggers surrounding Barack Obama. And you mentioned all the right-wing people that beat up on Hillary. We expect that. We didn't expect the stuff that came out of the left-wing people. We thought we were all part of the same family. That's number one. I mean, it's highly disturbing to me. And my son was called me. My son is a big Barack Obama supporter, and we, you know, were hashing it over again. And he said, oh, you guys, you know, you're just bitter, and you feel like you personally lost. And I said, well, you know, I didn't expect to be bitter. I expected to be sad because I was wanting a woman to be in office. But I guess, yeah, I'm bitter because I feel like I've been trashed by members of my own family. The culture of this campaign has got to change. And I don't know whether Barack Obama can pull it back because his supporters are virulent. And that has been acknowledged by Mario Feliz Maric on your station, another great talk show on this station. He's acknowledged it. He's acknowledged it, and it's really alienating a lot of the people that he's going to need in his coalition, such as the gay community, Hispanics, Jews, women, working class people. He's got to bring, she has all those. He's got to bring them into the fold. That's it.
Well,
you know, I mean, yeah, I know why people voted for him. I'm not saying why people don't vote for him.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and I would say that. I would say that when you have a heated primary situation, that you're going to get that on both sides. And I remember that there was a heated situation, and nobody seems to ever remember this, but I remember it. Not because I'm special, I just happen to remember it. That there was a heated situation between the supporters of Robert F. Kennedy and Eugene McCarthy. And Robert
I remember it.
Yeah, and Robert F. Kennedy, and that stopped, of course, because Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated.
Yeah, and be careful how you talk about that in the same breath of the campaign.
Right, but the supporters of McCarthy felt like, okay, you know what? This guy had started in New Hampshire, and all of a sudden, in California, RFK jumps in. Okay, I mean, I remember that. And here's what we got to do. The Obama supporters have got to understand and have got to give room to the Hillary Clinton supporters for the way that they feel, and we have some major patching up to do, and we have some major acknowledgments out there about Hillary Clinton.
Well, you know,
we
here's
need to
what
get.
I'm afraid of, Jay.
All right, hang on. Let me do the traffic. I'll come back to you.
Sure.
All right, let me put you in the phone zone. Say, hey, 20 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John with traffic.
Accident and stall free on the major highways around Denver and Boulder at the moment. Still have a lot of cars, however, heading south on I-25 in three different areas. First from 120th down to 84th, then from I-76 to Spear Boulevard, and that's real slow due to an earlier accident. Speed's barely hitting the teams there. Lastly, going to bog down again from University to Evans. Southbound 225, also real slow, especially for southbounders from the spillway down to I-25. And on the south end of the metro, C-470 running behind from Kipling to Lucent Boulevard and again from Broadway to Quebec. Turnpike starting to drag on the westbound trip from Sheridan to 96th, as well as the eastbound trip from Pecos to I-25. That's due to all that leftover traffic heading south into downtown. Today's
a dirty air filter can really kill your gas mileage, because when air can't get to your engine uses a lot more fuel. Replacing your dirty air filter can improve your gas mileage by as much as 10%. So stop into a participating Napa Auto Parts store. We're offering a $2 mail-in rebate on any Napa Gold air filter. You'll get a filter that will protect your engine at a price that will do the same for your budget. Napa, get the good stuff. Get the good
stuff. Use your economic stimulus check for a down payment and we'll match it up to $600. Jack with Jack Mysik Heating and Cooling here with this special offer. No interest and no payments for 1 year available now on a purchase of any new American Standard comfort system. Now you can afford to install a new American Standard air conditioner this summer. Call Jack Mysik Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541 for a free estimate. That's 303-463-8541. Proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Or door. Or dignity.
These open-air monuments to labor leave you exposed to all the workplace elements, and yet there you sit every day waiting to upgrade. Well, at Budget Rent-A-Car, we're in the upgrading business. To prove it, we're offering you the big boy upgrade, a single-class upgrade every time you rent a car. It's just one more way Budget is upgrading the entire rental car experience. We call it big boy service without the big boy prices. Too long a motto to hang in a cube, but a good way to make sure that all the services we offer, from e-receipt to fast brake, get you on the road faster and happier. So if you want the big boy upgrade, stick a note on that half a wall you call a workstation and remind yourself to rent like a genius. Show off your business sense and you can get a single class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent Budget and rent like a genius.
Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
8:23, 23 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get rolling. Let's get rolling with some fuel-efficient vehicles. Let's get rolling with some good prices. Let's get rolling with a big selection. Roll down to Rockies. They have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. And I could name off everything they have on the lot, but, man, I can't cover it all. That's the problem. Matching down incentive. They want to see your trade-in. That's also going to help you out. And they've got great people to deal with. I mean, I talk about them every single morning. And I do it out of conviction. I really do. Do I get paid for it? Yes. Mary and I try to take a portion of that money and turn it over to political candidates and causes that we believe in. But even if they didn't pay me a cent, even if you asked me out on the street, I would tell you that the place to go is Rockies. Mary and I have gone there. We've sent our friends there. We've sent our family there. I want you to go look. You don't have to buy, but go look. Rockies Autos, family-owned and operated since 1982, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Get out to Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Nobody's talking about a speech that a reverend made 3 years ago.
Give us more reason to be an informed voter rather than getting into this drama.
People are getting so wound up with this nutty stuff, and the real issues, this illegitimate war, the economic insecurity, and the lying.
Tell me that you'll open your eyes.
Hillary and Obama, when this is all over, have to come together to support the winner.
There is a great opportunity here for the Democrats.
AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I look forward to a great debate across this country between myself and Senator Obama. He has a very, very liberal, down-the-line Democrat voting record. I have a record of working with all Americans.
Which, see, that's John McCain, which isn't true. Because you go look at his voting record, it's 95% with George W. Bush. I mean, the guy, it's just not true. 8:25, 25 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We'll hear from Pat Walk, head of the Democratic Party, state chairwoman, and we'll do that in about 5 minutes. But right now we're taking your calls, and I want to go back to Lynn, who's a Hillary supporter. Okay, Lynn, go ahead. Pick it up. Okay. Last word is yours.
Okay, well, I'm trying to think of what the best last word would be, but I guess what I'm trying to say is we have to look at the process here. It doesn't help when Arianna Huffington goes on Larry King Live and says, Barack Obama is the new head of the Democratic Party. Hillary Clinton is past. We need to move on to the future. She has no place being on the ticket. Now, personally, I don't want her to be on the ticket. It might be nice if they offered it. I think I would like to see her president of the Senate. Because if she were a vice president and she was on it, the whisper, if the culture stays the way it's been, it'll go right out now. First will be the whisper campaign. She's trying to have him assassinated. I've already heard that on the radio. Then there'll be the thing that she's operating a shadow government behind his back. There'll be all this kinds of stuff that will be not productive and actually harmful to his candidacy. So I think he needs to go out. He needs to win this on his own. And, you know, maybe she can help him in the Senate. I'd love to see her be president of the Senate.
All right, I have no problem with your stance, except I got to say one thing about Arianna Huffington, okay? Arianna Huffington is no different than me. She's no different than anybody else. She is a pundit. She is a talking head. She is, she gives opinions. She has a great heart. She works very, very hard. But she's going to tell you what she thinks. And sometimes what she says is going to rub you the wrong way, just like I'm going to do it, just like anybody else is going to do it. But the point is, at the end of the day, when it all comes down, had the nominee been Hillary Clinton, Arianna Huffington would have gone after McCain, not after Hillary Clinton. And
I just think there was an agenda. I mean, I respect it. I mean, I understand they're trying to sweep her out.
I'll tell you something. That's part of what that's all about. That's part of what primaries and that's part of what opinionated radio is all about and opinionated broadcasts are all about. And
I just think, you know how you said Shiva for 7 days? I think we need a little Shiva going on here for like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right.
And it makes good TV. And I think it's very interesting. I feel like I fell through the looking glass. I was at the gym, and here is Geraldine Ferraro on the television. And I click it on. She's on Fox. That's where she felt comfortable going. And, you know, it's very interesting to me because, I mean, it's all water under the bridge now. Well, but, when someone like her says, even if Clinton was on the ticket, she doesn't know what she's going to do.
Yeah, but let me tell you something, though. The fact that she goes on Fox says volumes about her.
No, it says volumes about where she feels comfortable. She's never set foot in MSNBC. Are you kidding me?
Well, okay, but you know what? The people at MSNBC are not anywhere near like the people at Fox, nor are the people at CNN. And trust me, I know because I got friends who work there.
Well, I realize that, but thank you for letting me talk so long.
Well, you know what? I love you.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You got it. All right. I can't understand what you're mouthing. Blow him off. Let's go to Janelle in Loveland. Janelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Just fine.
I wanted to tell you that when I was... Hold on, baby. Sorry, my daughter.
How old is she?
She is 3.
Oh, I want to give her a kiss so bad.
Just as outspoken as her mama.
Good.
When I was in high school, I wrote an essay, and the essay was about whether I thought a woman would be president before any cultured man. And my essay, 13, 14 years ago, said no. And it was a 3-page essay on why I didn't think a woman would be a president first, because women, and ashamed and proud at the same time, mixed feelings, have the unfathomable ability to get dirty and feel that we need to fight dirtier than men do to keep up in the race. And I started out as a Hillary supporter. I did. I started out as a huge Hillary supporter. I was fanatical, everything. And then it just slowly started to go down for me. And my husband was an Obama supporter, and we would debate every night. Now, mind you, my husband started out Republican when we got married, so he's made a huge leap for everything. I don't know. But I think that this is an important moment in history, and this is a game that we used to play. Who would get it first, a black man or a woman? 10, 15 years ago, we never actually thought it would happen. But we're all now standing proud that it actually is.
Well, I'll tell you something. It's historic. And let me give you a hint. Save all of the Obama and Hillary Clinton memorabilia you can get your hands on so that when your daughter grows up, you can say to her, look what Hillary Clinton did. You can do it, too. It's very, very important. Janelle, I got to run. I got to get traffic. I love you. Thanks. And call
me
again.
Thanks for letting me call.
All right.
All right.
8:31, 31 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here and John Turk.
A lot of volume in those usual spots, but the real drag is the drive into downtown on southbound I-25. Single-digit speeds for several miles, starting at I-76, and it really won't loosen up for you until after Spear Boulevard. Same deal for southbounders in Northland and Thornton on I-25. Also have a lot of folks on the turnpike right now, speeds in the 20s and 30s from Pecos to I-25 as you drive east, and also as you drive west from Sheridan to 96th. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, a 40% chance for rain, highs in the mid-70s, right now 61 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
See Marine Max at the Great American Boat Sale this weekend at Bass Pro Shops, just off I-270 and I-70. Marine Max will have...
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is proud to present the Peerless Diamond, the ideal cut diamond.
That's Jared. The precision of the cut brings out the beauty of the diamond. That's why, since its creation almost 90 years ago, the Ideal Cut has been celebrated for its ability to bring out a diamond's radiance and fire. And the spectacular Peerless Diamond, available exclusively at Jared, represents the best of its kind. See for yourself why it's the ideal Ideal Cut diamond.
It can only be Jared.
Ever wonder about those expensive programs they're selling for thousands of dollars? Wonder no longer, because American Guarantee Mortgage is making the original equity acceleration software available for just $199, which includes training. Call your equity acceleration experts, American Guarantee Mortgage, at 866-259-8206 or visit wealthspeed.com. That's wealthspeed.com.
Use your economic stimulus check for a down payment and we'll match it up to $600. Jack with Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling here with this special offer. No interest and no payments for 1 year available now on a purchase of any new American Standard comfort system. Now you can afford to install a new American Standard air conditioner this summer. Call Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541 for a free estimate. That's 303-463-8541. Proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
If your computer acts like it's possessed, PC Answers can put you back in control. Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can with a free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. Call 1-800-400-3613. What have you got to lose? Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-400-3613. That's 1-800-400-3613.
Join me, David Harper, from Money Matters Network with Dave and Coke.
That's me.
On KKZN 760 every Saturday at 5 p.m., we'll teach you how to have economic confidence again in this crazy economy. Call us at 800-456-0761.
Everyone knows new windows will save you energy, but all the claims and offers are so confusing. Relax. With K&H, your decision is easy and risk-free. Replace all your windows with K&H and save 25% on your energy use guaranteed, or they'll pay the difference. Plus, right now, buy three windows from K&H and get three windows absolutely free. Call K&H today for details, 421-7100, 421-7100, or online at khwindows.com. Call and start saving today, 421-7100.
Good morning, 8:35, 35 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms. High today, 74. Jay Marvin on this historic morning. And let's go to a person who I highly respect. And, yes, we've had our ups and downs, but I love her nevertheless. Here is the head of the Democratic Party for the state of Colorado, the world-famous Pat Walk. Pat, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just love hearing your voice.
It's good to hear your voice, too.
And I got to tell people that Pat has told me certain things, and I've chosen to ignore them, and she's turned out to be right, and I would be much better served if I shut my big mouth and listen to somebody who knows what they're talking about. All right.
Hey, listen, Jay, I respect you for your ideas. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I know. I should just shut up sometimes. Okay. We made history last night, but we're sitting with a divided party. How do we fix this? What do you think?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, it's going to take a little time. You know, this is I think it was well said by a friend of mine. I saw this morning, Josie Heath over in Boulder, that, you know, they're going through a grieving process, and they being all of those folks across the country who were great supporters of Senator Clinton, and just a remarkable woman who has, you know, stepped forward and worked so hard. And so I just think we need to give all of those supporters a little time to come down and rest and come through the process of understanding what this campaign is really about. I mean, primaries, you go through primaries. And I was commenting to someone yesterday, I can go through all the way back to 1968 when I was supporting a different candidate from the person who finally got the nomination. And you just kind of have to take a deep breath and say, you know, we're here because these these folks are going to best serve the country, and you get in and you get behind and work for your nominee.
I just hope that the Obama supporters give the Hillary supporters room to be able to cope with the disappointment. I mean, I think all of us have backed candidates at one time or another, have become emotionally involved, have tied our hearts up with this because we care about our country, we care about our party, and we've ended up on the losing end of things. And it's extremely hard. I mean, it's extremely hard and disappointing. But in the end, we've got to come together because we have got to stop John McCain. We have got to hold on to the state legislature here in Colorado. We have got to stop Bob Schaefer. This is not going to be easy, and we need to get to work.
I agree with you so much on that. And I think where it's going to be hardest is for people who came into the political process for the first time because of one candidate or the other. And, you know, I think that repeatedly as I move through the state, remember, this has been a phenomenal year in this state. We normally had 3,000 to 5,000 people who came out to precinct caucuses. On the highest record we could find was almost 15,000 in a presidential year. We had 121,000 people who came out to caucus this year. I mean, basically, we're overwhelmed with the outpouring of people. We were glad, but, you know, we certainly weren't prepared. We didn't expect that many people. That had a multiplier effect. You know, we went to the county conventions. They were huge, even in Weld County, where I live. There were 1,000 people in that gymnasium the morning that I walked in there. It was absolutely thrilling. And then we went to congressional district, conventions and assemblies. It was the same thing, this overwhelming turnout. And then, of course, the state convention was just huge. But what you had is you had Democrats who were coming back to their party. You had new Democrats. You had young people who'd never participated in the process before. And then you had party regulars. And so I think the people who are in this for the first time, you know, got turned on by a candidate and got involved, it's hardest for them because they were only there for that candidate. For many of them who've gotten into the process, and as I went around the state, I kept urging them, you've got to be involved. You've got to be involved with the legislative campaigns, the county commissioner campaigns, the congressional campaigns. All of these things are important. I think one of the things that was great about the state convention is I would say the most of the people who were there heard Mark Udall for the very first time. You know, they may have known who Mark Udall was, but they'd never heard him speak before because they hadn't been involved in the party. So I think in the first place, the standard's going to be set somewhat by Senator Clinton, you know, as she works through her own process. But, you know, for example, I have been inundated with emails, particularly mail emails from Clinton supporters. I was trying to answer each one, and I just a few weeks ago got so far behind. But I'm thinking about composing a letter back to each of these people because we need to remember what's at stake here. 100 more years in Iraq, he did say that. John McCain is on tape of saying that. He wants to still continue tax cuts for the wealthy. He has done nothing about health care reform, and any person that you talk to anywhere in the country will tell you they're all scared of getting sick. Getting off our dependence on foreign oil, a new energy policy that deals with global warming, I mean, those are really critical issues in this time and place. So when I get emails from people saying, well, if Senator Clinton doesn't get the nomination, I'm voting for John McCain, I think we have to go back and remind them about what is at stake. And for women in this country, it's about reproductive rights because we may have up to 4 seats on the Supreme Court that come up.
And John McCain will set
www.coloradodems.org and click on county parties, which is over in the left-hand column, and it will tell you how to contact your local county chair and the other officers. But if you're really just interested in, you know, the statewide efforts that we're doing, give us a call. You can also sign up online, and we'll get you involved because we're going to need every single pair of hands there is. One lady called me a couple of days ago from Burnsville and said, I'm elderly, I can't get out. Can somebody get me names so I can call from home? So I immediately shot her name over to the coordinated campaign, because there is a place for everybody to be involved, no matter what your mobility is or, you know, how much time you have. We have something for you to do.
Great. Absolutely great. All right, all I can say is go Morgan Carroll. Thank you.
Great. And she's an alternate on the delegation, so we're excited.
I know. She's the best. All right, Pat, thank you, and we hope to have you on the show soon.
Oh, thanks, Jay. I always appreciate everything you do.
All right, Pat, we'll talk to you.
All right, bye.
That's Pat Walk, who is the chair of the Colorado Democratic Party. All right, 8:44, 44 minutes after the hour. We're running late, but it was worth it. Here's John with traffic.
Traffic's starting to clear up just a little bit, but you will find a couple spots of bumper-to-bumper going on right now. First, southbound 2 1/4 from Parker Road down to I-25. We're getting reports of a center lane stall there, but can't really see it, but we are seeing a lot of traffic there heading into the Denver Tech Center. On I-25, stop and go from 58th down to 23rd. Got a paving operation as well, causing lane closures and delays at the intersection of 80th and Federal. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 75. Right now, 61 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This Friday through Sunday, it's the Bicycle Village Warehouse Blowout Offsite Sale in Boulder. Save up to 50% on 1,000 bikes.
A message from the Orbitz Traveler Wellness Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Martin Pakulski-Blatz, and I'm here to tell you about Orbitz's biggest sale ever. Now you can save up to 50% on all hotel stays. Now, why is that important? Well, we've found that people who save large amounts of money on their hotels live exactly 82 years longer. True story. So head over to Orbitz.com and save up to 50%. It's your fountain of youth, America.
Ballot for travel, 428-3938, booked by 7608-270 deals.
Don't let car buying make you sad
just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go
even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com.
Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? It'smycarnow.com. It'smycarnow.com.
Zero Smoke. Use it to help kick your cigarette habit. Zero Smoke, a safe, all-natural product. Zero Smoke, two tiny little magnets that you simply place on pressure points on your ear for a few hours a day. Zero Smoke, no gum, no patches, no prescription. Do you have the desire to join the ranks of long-term smokers who have quit smoking for good? Then remember one word, Zero Smoke. Go to ZeroSmoke.org or pick it up at your local Rite Aid pharmacy. www.ZeroSmoke.org.
But it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free by calling 1-800-680-2941. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes, and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information. For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-680-2941. That's 1-800-680-2941. Call now, 1-800-680-2941.
You are one paycheck away from financial disaster. Well, today is the day you start on your journey to financial freedom. Hi, this is Robert Allen. I've shown thousands of people how to achieve financial freedom. My students have reported earning over $1 billion in profits in just the last few years. Now it's the time to take control of your financial future. First, I'm going to show you how to get out of debt, change your life forever by creating multiple streams of income using real estate, the internet, the stock market, and more. Get your free copy of this powerful 2-CD set on how to eliminate debt and create multiple streams of income. There is no cost. All I ask is that you pay for shipping and handling.
Call now and get a free copy of the Multiple Streams Audio Library. This audio library contains some of the most powerful financial information available today. But you must call now for this free offer. Call 888-308-2978. That's 888-308-2978. Call 888-308-2978.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass, now together to serve you better.
The temperature's rising, and that means thousands of windshields will crack.
All it takes is a tiny chip, the kind most drivers ignore. Take my last customer. It was a hot day and he was washing his car. The cold water hits the hot windshield. The next thing you know, crack. It happens all the time. When that sudden temperature change hits the tiny micro cracks in that chip, bam! You gotta replace the whole windshield. Of course, my customer was happy with Elite Safe Light's replacement. Thing is, if he'd have called us sooner, he could have saved time and money. Usually when the chip is smaller than a dollar bill, Elite Safe Light can repair it without removing the windshield. We inject our special resin into the chip, and it only takes about a half hour. A repair is a lot cheaper than a replacement. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safe Light Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelight.com.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Let's get it on. 8:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Yeah, I am wound up this morning. Because we made history last night. And we've made history all throughout the primary because we did have a woman. And we did have an African-American. And we're the ones. We're the ones that did it. They didn't do it. The GOP didn't do it. And they're going to play nasty. And they're going to try to run on 2000, the year 2000 politics. They're going to try to run on 1994 politics. If you're conservative out there, and you listen to the radio show, and you think that the rhetoric that John McCain was spewing, that he's very, very liberal, that he's that he's this, that he's that, let me tell you something. Barack Obama is results-oriented. He's smart. He's a well-thought-out person. And I know you get tired of these references on my part, but I have to make this one again. He comes from Chicago. That is a rough and tumble political town. He's not scared of anybody. And you shouldn't be, and I shouldn't be, and let Limbaugh race bait, let him tell lies, let them all have a hate fest over there. Because what we'll do is we'll go to our neighbors, we'll go to our friends, and what we'll do is they'll talk facts. We'll talk facts. Facts that can't be disputed. About the shape of this country. John McCain says that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to Middle East diplomacy. Fine. That must mean that John McCain agrees with George W. Bush's path. Now sit back and ask yourself, are we any farther along than we were when George Bush took office? No. This whole thing that's out there about, oh, Jews are scared of Barack Obama. I'm Jewish. I say to anybody who's listening to me who's Jewish, that's BS. Will Barack Obama stand behind Israel? Yes. But will he do it to the detriment of the United States of America? No. No. And I'll tell you something, I'm tired of these folks like AIPAC and the rest of them and these so-called experts getting on speaking out for Jews because they don't speak for all of us. All right, we're going to do some more traffic. Okay. Let's take some calls. Here's Darren. Darren, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Love your show.
Thanks.
And John's a great guy.
Yes, he is.
My daughters and I listen to every morning. So, I've been honored to meet with both Senator Clinton and Senator Obama, and it's been an amazing thing. So I've got to know them on a, I guess, personal level. And they've been, both of them are astute, and they're just amazing. I am honored by that.
Well, they are both amazing people. They are both amazing people, and we need to realize that. And we need to be proud of ourselves because we ran amazing candidates
right.
in the primaries, and we're running an amazing candidate for the presidency, and that's nothing. You know what? History belongs to us, and no matter what the Republicans, and I'm talking about the nasty ones,
yeah.
No matter what they say, no matter what the Limbaughs say, no matter
yeah.
what those people say, they can't take it away from us. They can't take it away from us.
Right, and my daughter's realize that now. They're at the age of, you know, they're listening to the radio and, you know, when I make my coffee and that type of thing, and they're understanding that, you know, this is a huge deal.
It is a big deal. It's a very big deal, and we should realize that. Darren, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Michelle. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I want to say that we started out united and as a Democratic Party, but I also believe that Obama deserves a lot of credit for coming out of nowhere, for beating Clinton in the way that he did with a positive campaign and a positive message. I don't think it's also not fair for him not to get that respect,
I don't think anybody's denying him that.
I think that she kind of stole the thunder a little bit by saying what she said. I do believe that.
Well, what did she say that was wrong?
Not wrong, but she didn't have to concede, but she could have at least said, let's come together as a party.
No, I think what she's doing and what she should do is she feels that she has a debt to those people who voted for her. And she wants to have she wants to be represented at the convention here. And she wants her point of view put across. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that because you can't walk away. You can't walk away and just say, you know what, you voted for me, you put time into it, you put effort into it, and I'm just going to turn my back on you. I think in the end, and you mark my words, she's going to be Barack Obama's biggest advocate. She's going to work hard. She's going to put her country first and her party first. And she will do the right thing because she knows how important it is. And right now, yes, we're divided. But you know what? We'll be looking at a different picture 2 to 3 weeks from now. Trust me.
I hope so.
No, trust me. And give the Clinton people their due because they worked their hearts out. And they deserve it.
Oh, I do. She's a tremendous woman.
Michelle, I got to go. I love you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, coming up, Rich Masters. We'll get his take on it. Stick around.
Jeanette. imagine being John McCain's vice presidential candidate. You got to crisscross the country with that man who has to stop every 20 minutes to go to the bathroom. John, we told you to go before we left.
Randy Rhodes, today at 1.
I did. In fact, I'm going right now.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Washington, D.C., how may I direct your call?
Congress, please.
One moment.
Hello, is this Congress?
Speaking.
Whoa, this is the entire Congress.
Pretty much.
Fantastic. Man, you guys make so many laws. I don't know how you do it.
How can we help you?
Well, June 21st is officially the first day of summer, right?
Yeah.
How about we bump that up to, like, now?
Are you crazy? Why?
Because I just hit the REI store, and summer's basically here. I mean, June 21st? People are already out there cycling, camping, paddling, and stuff right now. So you guys want to write up one of those bill things and take a half day? Go hiking or something. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Awesome. I'm voting for all of you next time.
REI, your one-stop shop for summer adventure.
Get the kids out of the house and into nature this summer with REI's Kids Passport to Adventure. Your ticket to active family fun in the outdoors. Visit one of REI's six convenient Denver area locations or REI.com for details.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Fresh from clinching the Democratic presidential nomination,
Senator Barack Obama.
The Illinois senator is in Washington.
We had an eventful night last night.
At a meeting of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee to assure Jewish leaders of his commitment to finding a path to peace in the Middle East.
I won't wait until the waning days of my presidency. I will take an active role and make a personal commitment to do all I can to advance the cause of peace from the start of my administration.
Now, Hillary Clinton will address the AIPAC meeting later. She did not concede last night. So what's next?
What she said is, you know, I need to step back, take a deep breath, and talk to my supporters.
And what does she want? Campaign Chief Terry McAuliffe tells CBS News.
She wants to take those 18 million voters and all the people who passionately supported her and make sure they're energized for the fall.
Now, she's already signaled she would consider the number two slot on the ticket. Obama's opponent this fall, John McCain, appeared this morning on the CBS Early Show.
I believe that he has not had experience, and I think he has exercised very bad judgment on national security issues and others.
Well, as jet fuel prices soar, airlines are cutting back and making more changes that will affect travelers in the coming weeks. We're live with CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
Cutbacks at United Airlines, 1,100 jobs now, more by the end of the year, and the airline is grounding 100 of its least fuel-efficient planes. Tom Parsons at bestfares.com says all major airlines are boosting the price of summertime nonstop travel, especially out of hub cities, and cutting many small cities out.
It's going to be a smaller world out there, and it's going to be more difficult than ever if you live in a small regional airport to get from point A to B.
Some direct flights will cost 3 to 4 times more than last summer. Nick?
At the Emergency Food Summit, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's made an impassioned plea to deal with a growing specter of hunger. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi.
He called on the world leaders and their representatives were meeting here in Rome to act fast and act with consensus and a sense of urgency. They had to act as one, he said, because the fight against hunger is one that the world cannot afford to lose.
Well, there is word from Zimbabwe this morning that police have picked up opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai. He'd only recently returned to the country to campaign for the June 27th runoff against President Robert Mugabe. Tsvangirai has survived at least 3 attempts on his life. Could it be that the Fountain of Youth is on the shelf of your neighborhood wine shop? Researchers have found that in lab experiments, the lifespan of mice was lengthened by a component in red wine. Dr. Richard Weindruck of the University of Washington explains.
Our strongest evidence was that in these mice consuming resveratrol, aging of the heart was slowed both at the level of molecular markers and also at the level of heart function.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 66 points, the NASDAQ 28. This is CBS News.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and hackers invade your business every day through email, instant messaging, web browsing, and your company's website. With no software to install and no per-user license fees, Barracuda Network Firewalls are easy to set up and affordable. Do what 50,000 other companies have done. Reclaim your network with a Barracuda Network Firewall. For a free evaluation unit, call Barracuda Networks, 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
It's the difference between this
and this.
If your health care isn't working, neither are your employees. That's why America's Family Physicians are introducing a new model of patient-centered care, so employees can better manage their health and employers can better manage their costs. Learn more at aafp.org/value. A message from the American Academy of Family Physicians.
I'm Steve Smith with an AM 760 local news update. Two suspicious fires in Denver this morning, both at downtown churches. The first one started just after 3:30 at the Rocky Mountain Miracle Center at 19th and Monroe. The second just 2.5 hours later and three blocks away at the meeting place at the church in Denver.
Witnesses saw a person leaving the scene with a gas can. And apparently before we had the fire under control, they had a suspect in custody.
Denver Fire's Joe Hart says police are now questioning the suspect. Fortunately, firefighters were able to get the fires under control fairly quickly without anyone getting hurt. Governor Bill Ritter has signed 16 bills on health care and transportation, including measures designed to provide medical care to more children and enforce safety rules in highway construction zones. But he vetoed a bill to require taxpayers to disclose more information if they file for some real estate tax breaks. Ritter, a Colorado superdelegate, says he's throwing his support behind Barack Obama. That leaves just three Colorado superdelegates uncommitted. And Mayor John Hickenlooper says Denver won't be paralyzed by this summer's Democratic National Convention when 50,000 people are expected to descend on downtown. Hickenlooper says the city has handled bigger crowds for sporting events and rallies. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Steve Smith. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And southbound I-25, still a tough ride downtown. That due to an earlier crash as well as a lot of volume. The delays are stretching back before I-70. There's also some leftover slowdowns on both 225 as well as eastbound 270 at Vasquez. That stretch should clear up here shortly. There is some patchy fog lingering along I-70.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1359. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1359. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1359. 1-800-557-1359.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know.
In Iraq, no new health care policy, no new education policy, no new budgetary policy to get our fiscal house in order. Across the board, once they realize that it's more of the same, and you've got a young, fresh guy like Barack Obama out there, and you know, I am sure you stayed up and watched the speeches last night.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And God bless John McCain. I mean, this guy's a bona fide war hero, and, you know, he's a true American patriot. But to sit and watch his stilted, old-style delivery, just reciting a Republican talking points, conservative Republican talking points, that frankly I don't think he believes either, which makes it even worse, and then the forced smile, and then you've got Barack Obama coming out to thunderous applause, who's talking about turning the page and beginning a new chapter in American history. It's clear. I mean, there couldn't be a clearer distinction, either physically or in the messages. We haven't had a race like this since really 96 when you had Bill Clinton versus Bob Dole, another great American, but who just couldn't communicate a message beyond kind of Republican talking points and forced kind of speeches. So once we start rolling and once people start getting energized and they're reintroduced again to Barack Obama, I think the party's going to come together. I think that this tough-fought nominating contest, as difficult and as painful and as long as it's been, I think it's made Barack Obama a much better general election candidate. There's nothing now that John McCain and the Republican Party can trot out. I certainly hope that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and the Clinton campaign didn't trot out to try to test him. And frankly, I think he's more battle-tested. I think he's ready for action. I think he's just beginning to hit his stride, and I'm looking forward to a unbelievable summer of Barack Obama campaigning in every state. He's campaigning in Virginia. He's campaigning in Georgia. He's reaching out to states that Democrats never thought they had a chance. And you're going to be spending a lot, you're going to be seeing a lot of them there in Colorado. Really had no strategy post Super Tuesday, which should lead you to believe that sometimes all the best laid plans of mice and men going by the seat of their pants after Super Tuesday and reinventing who she was, and she finally found her voice as the fighter that she is, was a much more successful campaign than kind of the staid, safe, boring campaign that they went in for the first half. She shined last night. Listen, I think she did a tremendous job, and I think she's going to do a tremendous job for the party. I think she is, going to wait until the end of the week, and then I think you are going to see, after she and Senator Obama meet, and discuss the future and what kind of role she's going to play, whether that's as vice president or whether that's as a lead surrogate and a top person in the United States Senate. You know, frankly, I had a caller to the Bill Press show the other day who said, what about Supreme Court? It's a lifetime appointment. She could serve on the Supreme Court. The next president's going to make two or three Supreme Court justice appointments, and I certainly don't want him to look like Scalia, Thomas, and Alito, and that's what John McCain says. So I think at the end of the day, even the most bitter Hillary Clinton supporters right now, the people who are very upset about the way they feel they were treated, I think even they're going to have to step back and say, it's too much to risk for the country to vote for John McCain, or not to vote at all, which is like a vote for John McCain.
9:13, 13 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Rich Masters with us. What about her as a vice presidential candidate? I see that. I'd be thrilled by that. And I'll tell you why I'd be thrilled by it. I'd be thrilled by it because this is a woman, whether you agree with her or you don't agree with her, this is a woman who has stood up to years and years and years of punishment from the right wing and has kept going. Now you take her and you put her out on the campaign trail with him, and if I were the GOP, I'd panic.
Well, the Republican friends of mine have told me from day one, 2 years ago, that the ticket that they feared the most was Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, because they really unite both sectors of our party. I think from a political standpoint, from a purely political standpoint, there's no one better in America to be Barack Obama's vice president, vice presidential candidate. Now, the question that Barack Obama and his advisors are going to have to go over is, just because she is the best political candidate, we need a vice president who's going to be there 4 or 8 years. And, is this the right match? Clearly she could be president. There's no question about that. That's the first question you have to ask yourself. And absolutely she could be president. Second, can she help you politically? I think there's no question she helps him politically. Third is, what are you looking for in a vice president? Are you looking for someone who is just a team player, who is going to kind of fly under the radar? Do you want another rock star? I mean, these are the kind of things that he's going to have to physically ask himself as he goes forward, because I don't think there's any question she's the best political choice, but is she going to be the best choice for him as president? And that's something only he can answer. I would be thrilled with it, but the truth is I'll be thrilled with whomever he picks, because I trust his leadership, and I think that this primary contest, as painful as it's been, has made the party stronger. And I think we're going to go through several weeks here, Jay, of wound licking and people still being upset, but I think gradually people are going to start to come to the realization that Barack Obama is a transformational figure in American politics, and he really can bring our country to a better day. And we're going to start hearing some of the more specifics of his public policy proposals. People are going to like it. They're going to rally to it. And, I would love to see an Obama-Clinton ticket, but I would love to see an Obama Strickland ticket. I would love to see an Obama Bill Richardson ticket, quite frankly. I think he plays very well out west as well. So I think there's a number of ways he can go here. There's no hurry for him to announce his vice presidential selection. He can wait till the end of August, for that matter. And I would advise him to do that. We need to let the dust settle. We need to let everything cool off. And I think he needs to step back, relax, decide what he wants in a vice president, and then go after that person.
You know what? I agree with everything you say. But I also want to throw this in. And maybe I'm the only one that feels this way. I don't want a vice president who is a ceremonial person, who just shows up. You know, and does all those things. I want a vice president who has input. I want a vice president who you can sit back and say, if Barack Obama is out of the country, if we're in a crisis, two heads are better than one. And I'd like to see Hillary Clinton go in there, and I'd like to see her redefine that office. And maybe I'm the only one who feels that way, but I really believe that the more people you have around, and this is George Bush's biggest failing, the more people you have around you that know what they're doing and know how to handle stuff and take pressure and execute, the better off you are. Don't forget, it was the people around John Kennedy, and that includes the military, who said to him, you know, we need to work this thing out when it came to the Cuban Missile Crisis. If we had had the leadership then that we have now, you and I wouldn't be here. Dick Cheney and George W. Bush and John McCain would have incinerated all of us.
Yeah, listen, I think you're right. And I think that the role of the vice president has really changed. I mean, I think, you know, people say that Dick Cheney made it more powerful. That's nonsense. Really, the paradigm of a powerful vice president started with Al Gore. Bill Clinton and Al Gore were true partners. They were true teammates. He did the vice presidential, flying around to funerals and stuff like that. But he had a large portfolio of issues that he was involved in and critical in. And every decision that Bill Clinton made on public policy was Al Gore was a full partner. Next model I think we need to use. I don't think Dick Cheney was a full partner. I think he was actually running the show. Because you had a president who was not inquisitive, wasn't an intellectual, and he basically turned the apparatus of the federal government over to Dick Cheney, which I think is a sad indictment, and I think it's part of what the mess has gotten. I think I'd love to go back to a model like Al Gore. Strong vice president, someone who's a partner, not a subservient person, and I think Hillary Clinton fits that role. Now, any person that Barack Obama chooses could also fit that role, depending on how Barack Obama crafts the role of vice president. And I think he's going to want an inclusive government. I think he's seen what happened with George Bush and his kind of isolated view of the world. And I think you're going to see people. And Barack Obama, quite frankly, has said he looks to Abraham Lincoln, who chose his principal opponent as his vice president. To try to say, I want to look at things from all sides and make the right decision for what's right for America. And I trust him to make that decision. So, I'm going to support whoever he has. If it's Hillary Clinton, obviously I will be first and foremost. I think it would be a great selection. But there are a lot of really solid Democrats all across America who would make tremendous vice presidents as well.
I agree. I'd also like to see Chuck Hagel in the cabinet. All right.
Well, and your Senator Ken Salazar's name has popped up more than once as well. And, listen, Salazar is a tremendous leader. He's not been in Washington all that long, but he has had an impact. He's a solid guy. And, listen, we could do a whole lot worse than Ken Salazar.
Hey, keep your hands off him. Go get your own. Keep your hands off him. Go get your own, man. You know what I'm saying?
Would he be a good vice president? You can broadcast live from the vice president's mansion if that were the case.
Now, you live in Washington, don't you? But you got but you got contacts in Texas. You got contacts in Louisiana. Go get your own.
Exactly, brother.
Go get your own, man. Keep your hands off our material. That's all I got to say. You know, how dare you? Oh, God. All right, so now the primary season's over with. We won't talk to you as often, but we'll stay in touch, and I can't wait to see you in August.
That sounds great, brother. Call me anytime.
You know what? You know I will.
All right, man. You're the best. Keep up the great work, Jay.
Yeah, so are you, Rich. Thanks a lot. All right, there's Rich Masters. Yeah. And I agree with him. Whoever Barack Obama picks, it'll be great. I just think we got to go for it. And we will go for it. We will go for it. This is our time. This is our year. This is our shot. We're not going to take any prisoners. 9:22, 22 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Oh, and let me throw in one other thing before I go to John for traffic. You know what? If you're a mainstream Republican, you have nothing to fear from us. But if you're that nasty edge of Limbaugh Hannity folks, if I were you, I'd buy some Xanax. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be rough. All right, John, what's traffic look like?
Jay, really no problems or delays around the city right now. Checking speeds really back to normal on I-25, I-70, the Turnpike, C-470, 6th Avenue. Do look out for small delays around 80th and Federal. That's due to a paving operation underway. Also, just got a little residual traffic on southbound I-25 between I-70 and 23rd, but speeds are pretty decent there. Today's forecast, partly cloudy.
Sustainable living, going green, whatever you want to call it, it's something we're all concerned about. Are you a business owner or manager who runs your business on sustainable practices? If so, we want you to be a part of our Sustainable Living Online Expo, or what we call SLO. We'll have audio presentations from experts in sustainable living, forums for visitors to interact and discuss how they're making a difference, and we'll have businesses like you. If you're interested in AM 760's SLO, then give us a call at 303-713-8500. That's 303-713-8595.
Don't let car buying make you sad just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? ItsMyCarNow.com. ItsMyCarNow.com.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view? All without surgery or injections. With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at the Sundance Film Festival.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-656-1075. But hurry. When this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-656-1075. 1-800-656-1075.
We tried it, and quite frankly, not our cup of decaf. Tea.
It's too fast.
We prefer DSL.
DSL is way slower than Comcast high-speed internet, and it just fits our lifestyle.
For us, seeing a loading bar is, oh, it's like a cookie on a lily pad.
Yeah, we love a good long wait.
Throw the clocks away.
Get Comcast high-speed internet for only $24.99 per month for 6 months. And if you add Comcast home phone service, you'll save even more. Call 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. After promotion period, regular charges apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and installation fees extra. Speed compares downloads in Comcast 6 megabits per second to 1.5 megabits per second DSL. Actual speeds vary. Call for details.
Good morning, 9:20. 26 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Historic Day in America. Open phones now at 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin with you. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 74. No sense in getting the car washed today. Won't do any good. Just get rained on again. Okay. Can't go to front line. Let's take some calls. We go to John in Arvada. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jake.
Hi.
Good show this morning. Good calls.
Thanks.
You know, I told your screen there, it's, as much as I hate to say it, it's not in the cards. Let me explain what I mean. I'm an independent. I followed this campaign very, very closely. I'm disturbed by the kind of pillorying that that they imposed on Hillary, Keith Olbermann, and Motormouth Chris, what's his name?
Oh, Matthews?
Matthews, yeah.
Well, what do you expect?
And the most savage of them all is Michael Savage. I mean, these guys have a Nazi mentality. You
well,
know
look,
that?
Look, with Chris Matthews has got a perpetual man crush on whoever it is that runs that is male. Let me remind you of a few things about Chris. Okay?
Sure.
His big prediction was, and the man that he was crazy about, was Rudy Giuliani.
I know it.
Okay, now Rudy Giuliani didn't make it. Then the next person he glommed onto was Romney. And Romney didn't make it. And now, and he's always done this, he's always glommed on to McCain to the point where last night he says, oh, in other words, they want somebody who's like Eisenhower.
Comparing him to Eisenhower is a crime.
Well, it's like, you know, it's like comparing a Hugo to a Ferrari. I mean, come on. And you know what? But he's always been that way. And as long as you know what he's about, and as long as you get what he's about, then you're not going to get sucked into anything. As far as Olbermann goes, Olbermann mixes news with opinion, and he gives his opinion. But he has, at times, been fair to Hillary and has given her her due. But he's also spoke up when he thought she was wrong, and I think one of the things where he really got angry, and I can understand this, is when she made the RFK statement. I mean, that's not a good thing, and I don't think she meant it, but I mean, you know, the way it was taken, but I mean, and we all make mistakes, but I mean, it's just like he got upset.
Oh, Jay, wait till the Republicans start going after Obama.
Yeah, but you know what, though? They're going to do that, but let me tell you a couple of things. First of all, we're wiser now than we were.
I hope so.
Okay? We're smarter than we were. And Barack Obama comes out of Chicago politics, and Chicago politics are rough and tumble, and they are not an easy place to operate. And he took his share of controversial stands there. And let me tell you something. When it comes to playing hardball, Barack Obama's got his own style, and the Republicans are going
to
be in tough shape.
He's going to have to, because those 526s or 27s are going to come after him with a vengeance.
Yeah, you know, but we're going to have 527s too.
Yeah. Jay, the only thing, the thing that really bothers me right now is that the party is so fragmented.
But it'll come together.
I hope so.
It'll come together, but we have to give people time to be able to get over what has gone on, and we have to get them to look very critically and very close at John McCain and to see what kind of a horror show they're looking at. And I don't mean that to pick on his personality. I mean to pick on his views and the people he associates with.
You know, Jay, the thing that bothers me is the fact that you have two very large groups, the Cubans and the Hispanos. And they're going to have to really be courted. And I think Richardson and Pena are in the Obama camp. I think they're going to have to really go out and really attempt to educate Hispanics to go with Obama.
Hispanics, that's going to be a challenge. As far as the Cubans go, what most the Cuban exiles in Florida and New Jersey, what most people don't realize about them is that the younger Cubans are beginning to have more influence, and they favor more open relations with the island, not more closed relations like their parents and their grandparents. So that's beginning to shift. John, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Rob in Lakewood. Rob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
What's happening, Jay?
Hey, man.
Like your show. I listen to it every day. You guys are awesome.
Thanks.
There's just one thing I wanted to, maybe you can help open my eyes a little bit. I don't understand why there's all this talk on Israel. I'm kind of sick of hearing about it. I don't care about Israel, and I care about here, because we're all Americans, and that's what I care about. So why is there so much focus on that? Because I heard Hillary talking this morning before I left for work, and she, like, it was like almost 10 whole minutes she's wasting on that crap. And I'm like, why?
Well, first of all, you got to look at a couple of things. Number one, there's an historic bond to Israel. That's number one. Number two, Israel is our longest standing, most reliable ally in the Middle East. Don't forget that it wasn't until Sadat decided to turn things around with Egypt that we were able to forge a closer alliance with them. Here's something else about the Israelis. The Israelis have a parliamentary, duly elected government where a lot of Middle East countries, including Egypt, by the way, they don't have that. They have a predominant dictatorial government. So that has something to do with it. Then the other thing that has to do with it is that Jews in this country went through a period where they were just as disliked as Latinos, they were just as disliked as Muslims, that if you're of my generation, you remember your friends and people around you using terms like, oh, hey, guess what, I Jewed him down, okay, and a lot of other derogatory terms. And Jews have accumulated money and power, and they lobby. And they lobby very heavily. My point is, being Jewish, my point is about Israel is that, yes, Israel is a strong ally. Yes, we should stand behind Israel. But no, we should not condone nor say that it's okay that Israel do anything that they want to do. And we need to tell the Israelis and talk to them. We need to tell them that the only way out of this is a two-state situation where the Palestinians deserve their own state, and that the Israelis have got to stop committing human rights atrocities on the West Bank and in the Gaza.
All right, well, that makes a little more sense. Thank you for opening my eyes a little bit to that.
Well, I mean, we just have to understand. You have to just understand. We all have to understand historically, you know, in context where they stand, and you can't turn around to a long-standing ally and just suddenly say to them, you know what, I don't care about you, goodbye. I mean, you can't.
True.
You're only as good as your word. So that's the way we have to look at Israel. But we cannot be scared and intimidated to stand up and say, look, Israel, you're wrong.
True. Well, again, I appreciate it, but I had one more thing I wanted to ask you about.
All right, quickly.
And that's electronic voting machines. You know, I'm so happy that Obama's the guy, but at the same time, you know, the powers that really be own those things, and they can be so easily manipulated. I don't trust them.
That
going to get counted if I do absentee ballot, because they usually throw those away, don't they?
No. They don't, and that won't happen because the DNC and state parties are smarter than they were in 2000, and there is going to be a gazillion lawyers on the ground, and we are not going to allow them to suppress, cage, or steal votes. Rob, thanks, man.
Thanks, man. Have a good day.
All right. Phones are open at 303-713-7600. John Turk is open for business 24 hours, 7 days a week with traffic.
Speeds in the 50s and 60s on all the major thoroughfares around the city and in Boulder right now. A little congestion will find you as people moving along on southbound I-25 from 70 to Spear. Speeds still are pretty decent in the 50s there. You may see a few brake lights as well on eastbound I-70 at the Mousetrap and in northeast Denver. Crews paving the intersection of 80th and Federal, so look for lane closures and small delays there. Today's forecast partly cloudy with afternoon thunderstorms and the high of 75. Right now, 62 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Make your bathroom look terrific for thousands less with a bath and shower system from K&H Bath Pros. Now save $400 on your new bath system in K&H.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance. Privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
Fields will crack. My last customer was washing his car. The cold water hit the chip on his hot windshield and crack. The glass broke. If he'd have called Elite Safe Light sooner, we probably could have repaired it. It's quicker than a replacement. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safe Light Auto Glass at 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can with a free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. Call 1-800-400-3613. What have you got to lose? Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-400-3613. That's 1-800-400-3613.
Imagine all the possibilities for your next painting project. Now imagine saving up to 25% too. From June 5th through the 9th, it's a summer savings event at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams Paint Store. Save up to 25% on exceptional Sherwin-Williams paints, stains, wall coverings, and more. But don't wait. Hurry in and save only at Sherwin-Williams for painting, decorating, and great savings. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, we're back talking with Jennifer Ayers about the growing problem of caring for parents who live alone.
It's a tough situation. Often the kids are living in another city, or even if they're nearby, they can't be there, so they feel helpless and worried most of the time.
So what's the answer?
An emergency response service like LifePhone really helps.
How does LifePhone work?
Your loved one wears a waterproof pendant, and in an emergency, they just press the button.
Then what happens?
They're immediately connected with a LifePhone emergency care specialist.
You mean a real person answers?
A real trained person who knows their complete medical profile. They'll contact paramedics, fire department, police, a neighbor, and make sure that help arrives quickly.
LifePhone sounds like the perfect solution.
It really is. Call 1-800-900-1211 for a free brochure that shows how LifePhone can protect your loved one 24 hours a day.
Thanks, Jennifer. So, folks, if you're worried about a loved one who's living alone, call now for your free brochure about LifePhone. 1-800-900-1211. That's 1-800-900-1211.
Yes. This will be me dancing naked on top of a coffee table the morning after the election when Barack Obama is the president of the United States of America. And I'll be wishing John McCain good luck as he travels between his seven homes that he and beer magnate Cindy own. 9:40, 40 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, open phones, 303-713-7600. Chance of thunderstorms, high today, 74. CJ, Broomfield. CJ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, G.
Hi.
Great show as usual.
Oh, thanks.
Listen, dear, I hope Hillary does show leadership and get in front of a microphone and tell her supporters to back Obama. It's really her responsibility to do that. And I hope you're right, you know, that she will.
I think she will.
I hope so. I hope you're right, Jay. But I just don't trust her.
Well, I don't think that there's any reason not to trust her, because here's the thing. Whether you agree with her or you don't agree with her, whether you agree or don't agree with her methods, whatever your feelings are about her, one thing is for sure. She's a lifelong Democrat. She's put a lot of hours and a lot of time into this party. And I would be shocked if she would just suddenly turn her back on it and not try to help the rest of us out. I really would. But I think that what we have to do is we have to have some understanding, like I've been saying all morning. We have to understand where the people who voted for Hillary Clinton, where they're coming from.
Right, and I do, Jay.
I mean, they're deeply, deeply disappointed, and they have a right to be deeply disappointed. And if we're truly one, then we've got to understand where they're coming from. Because you know what? It could have easily have been those of us who supported Barack Obama, and we would want the same thing from them.
Yeah, and you're right. But see, the difference is we know that he would have been in front of a microphone saying support her. I have doubts that she will do it, and until she does, I'll have doubts.
Well,
I hope you're right, Jay.
But, well, I think her track record indicates she will. I think her track record indicates that she'll do the right thing. I think her track record indicates that she cares very much about the country, that she cares very much about the party, and that she cares very much about her state. And she knows in her heart of hearts that no matter how many scandals she would get caught in or that Barack Obama would get caught in, no matter how bad, okay, my minpin, Jackson, would be a better candidate and would be a better choice for the White House than John McCain.
You got that right. Just one other thing, Jay. Don't change your music.
Well, I don't care about my music, but those sound bites that make me sound like I'm real, because that's the way I used to be, that I'm real, you know.
And I understand that. You are tough. So let's keep the tough music.
You know what? I'll tell you something. I think there's a difference between being tough and a difference between being rude and overbearing. And we all get passionate. We all do that stuff. And we all lose our temper. That's being a human being. But there's no excuse. There's no excuse to be outwardly rude to people. I mean, there's just no excuse for it. It's not the America we want to live in. It's not the America that I want to be live in. And I don't want to be like the rest of the media.
Yeah, but you have changed that, Jay. And when your music just comes on saying, is he tough enough? Yeah, he is. We want to hear that.
All right, we'll leave the music.
You've changed your attitude a great deal.
All right, we'll leave the music. You know what? We'll leave the music alone, but we need to de-emphasize the other stuff.
Great.
All right?
I'll go for that.
Okay, CJ, thanks.
Thanks, dear.
Yeah, I think talk radio, as I was saying this morning between 6 and 7. By the way, if you missed Richard Clark this morning, get it on podcast at am760.net. Great interview. But as I said this morning between 6 and 7, this could be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing, talk radio. Because unlike any other format out there, you can call in at 303-713-7600. You can say exactly what you want to say. You can express your opinion. You can't do that with a lot of other radio stations. But there's one thing I don't want to be a part of. And I think there's one thing that you don't want to be a part of. And I don't want to be a part of poisoning the atmosphere in this country and poisoning the well. Yeah, I want to have strong opinions. Yeah, I want to be able to be outspoken. But I want you to be able to have the same thing. And we don't have to call each other names. And we don't have to engage in that kind of behavior. And the worst thing talk show hosts do is, you know the worst thing to do? And I do it. So I'm not blaming other people. I'm taking responsibility. We don't listen enough. And we need to start doing that. Roosevelt in Denver, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing? Good. Pleasure being on your show, man. First time caller. And I really just started listening to 760 recently, so just very, very good show. First of all, I just wanted to congratulate Barack Obama, of course, becoming the first black Democratic nominee or for any presidential party. That's greatness in our country. I am proud of our country, and that's all good. One thing I wanted to throw out there was the fear factor. A lot of last night when I was listening to the station, there was a lot of people calling in about fear. He can get assassinated, you know, if he puts Hillary Clinton on the ticket, all of these things might happen. I don't think Barack Obama is afraid to die. I think a leader like that going to those type of heights, they put that aside and they don't care. And it's really just about progressive movement in the country. You can't look back. You can't be scared of what might happen, what you think might happen, what people think might happen. You just have to go forward, and I think that's what Barack Obama is doing. One other thing I wanted to throw out there, Jay, they have you on some contradicting commercials, man. You do like the Rockies Auto commercial where you talk about, you know, you're scared of the gas prices and stuff like that, and then they advertise your show talking about you're not scared and fear is not a factor. So I think that's something you should address. But,
well, I've never said I'm scared about it. I said that I'm concerned about it and that other people should be concerned about it, and that if they need to get a car that has better gas mileage, then the place to go is Rockies. I'm not scared of anything. And I'll tell you something else. Nothing is going to happen to Barack Obama. That's not going to happen. And this whole business about that the Republicans have pulled in the past, that's Karl Rove inspired, about, you better vote for me or you're going to die, is BS. And we need to steel up and we need to face this fear factor down, and we need to demonstrate to people that this is the United States of America and that we can do anything we want to do if we put our minds to it. Because we had an African-American male and a woman, okay,
yeah,
contesting against each other for the nomination 20 years ago, 30 years ago. We would have never dreamed that this would ever happen.
Exactly.
We're capable of going to the highest heights. We just need somebody to take us there. And to give in to fear and intimidation is to go to the lowest lows.
I totally agree with you, Jay. And it just made me think of Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, all these
people. Medgar Evers.
All these people that come before us and just stand for something much greater. They know what they're out there for. They know what they're going to die for. They know that's what it takes in order to get things changed in America. And if it wasn't for Barack Obama, somebody in with that caliber, black people would be in the same position. But I think with him at the position that he's in is definitely a great thing for my race, at least. It's something that we can leave from, something that we need to
It's great. It's great. It's great for every race. And you know what
it
says?
You're right. You're right.
You know what it says? Here's what it says. It says that Emmett Till, it says that I had their names and I lost it. Goodman, Cheney and Schwerner, and I don't think I have the names right, but there were two black guys and a white Jewish guy that were killed in Philadelphia, Mississippi, that they did not die in vain. That's what it says, man. And neither did Martin Luther King Jr. or Robert F. Kennedy. They didn't die in vain because we are going to fulfill their dreams. Roosevelt, thank you, man.
Right. Hey, no problem, Jay. The time is now. You take care, man.
All right. You too. The time is now. 9:51. John Turk, traffic.
Jay, it was a pretty busy commute this morning, but I-70 and I-25 in good shape on both ends of Denver right now. No accidents or stalls that are just going to slow you down. Only thing really to look out for at the moment, a paving operation going on at 80th and Federal. Expect small delays there. Good thing to do would be go down to Rocky's Auto and spend a few minutes there if you're getting delayed. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, 40% chance for rain, highs in the mid-70s. Right now, 63 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, everyone knows that safety starts with a good set of tires. Through June, buy four tires matched exactly to your Toyota by their...
Don't let car buying make you sad just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com. itsmycarnow.com.
When this is all over, have to come together to support the winner.
There is a great opportunity here for the Democrats.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-300-3389. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389.
9:53, 53 minutes after the hour. Hello, Jay. Roosevelt was talking about, well, John Turk was talking about, well, if you get delayed, go to Rockies. And I said to John during the spot break, I said, yeah, let's go over there and test drive all the vets over there and everything else. Listen, you know what? As I said to Roosevelt, I'm not scared of high gas prices. I'm concerned about them. I think we all should be concerned about them. And for a lot of us, the best way to fight the oil companies is through less driving and better gas mileage and more conservation. And as I mentioned earlier this morning, and I've been talking about this for a couple of weeks, I mean, longer than that, I keep my gas mileage down about 20 miles a day, sometimes 30 at the most. And I've been keeping my foot off the gas. And I've got a little computer in my car that shows me what my gas mileage is. And my gas mileage has been going up. Now, if you're driving around with something that's not getting good gas mileage, okay, roll into Rockies, check out the cars that they've got, because they've got the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles. Get a Volkswagen, get a Honda, get a Toyota, get a Nissan, get a Saab, get a Mazda, get a Ford. I still want to get one of those Ford Focuses and put a nitrous bottle on it, but that's not really conservation. And cut down. And save yourself some money with their matching down incentive. They also want to see your trade-in, which saves you money. Get out there and see my buddy Spanky Herrera. Get out there and see Freddie Labrato. Get out there and see Uncle Fester. Get out there and see Gerard Menard, Jules, Sherry, any of the folks, Juan, any of the folks working out there will take care of you. Rocky's Autos, open tonight until 9, because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rocky's Autos, you can't miss them. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Mr. Blue Light here, talking to Jason and his dad about the Kmart Incredible Hulk Father's Day promotion.
Roar!
Dad's really into Hulk.
Yup, with $50 in Kmart gift cards, we got two free tickets to see the Incredible Hulk movie.
Roar!
Buy $50 in Kmart gift cards and get two free tickets to see the Incredible Hulk in theaters June 13th. Use the card for a Craftsman 53-piece tool set, now just $39.99. Give Dad an Incredible Father's Day at Kmart. Valid in continental U.S. only. Assortment varies by store. Sale ends 6-7. Movie ticket promotion valid 6-1 through 6-15. While quantities last. See store for details. Incredible Hulk, copyright Marvel, all rights reserved.
The best gift ever.
Brought to you by Radio Shack.
This Father's Day, I'm going to Radio Shack to get Dad a Sirius Stratus satellite radio for $19.99 when I buy a $50 Sirius prepaid card. And he'll listen to so much 100% commercial-free music, sports, news, and talk. He'll learn everything about everything. Go on some Brainiac quiz show and win $1 million plus other fabulous prizes. And it will all start with my gift from Radio Shack.
Don't just buy stuff.
Do stuff.
Offer good through 6/21/08 with purchase of $50 Sirius prepaid card. $15 activation fee, service, taxes, and other restrictions apply. Details in store.
Well, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Intelligent people always start their conversation with, good news from the home front. The air conditioning's broken. $500 to fix it. John, you got $500 you can loan me?
Yeah, I do, matter of fact. Seriously?
Yeah.
Call me to the bank after we get off.
All right, let me take a quick call from Ricardo. Ricardo, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jerry, good morning, sir.
Hi.
Hey, man, I just wanted to let you know, yesterday afternoon I was listening to the station as I usually do. I won't mention the particular talk show host, but nonetheless, we have a good idea who it was. We had a woman caller that called up and said that he was the only true progressive host on AM 760. And I'm thinking, what an absolute retard this person is. I just couldn't believe that she had the nerve. I think that you are, you lead the forefront. And nonetheless, I think everyone on AM 60 has their independent, respective views, but I think that they're all very progressive views. And I just couldn't believe that that lady went off and said something like that. It just really frustrated me, man. I just wanted to, as usual, call and say thank you to what you do and to what AM 60 does for our community and for our overall country. I wish that there was more of you. I wish I could put a banner on my car. I wish I did put a banner on my car by AM 760 because...
Oh. All right, man. Listen, I'm out of time. I appreciate the kudos, and you know what? Thank you, Ricardo. You're the man. Thanks a bunch.
You're the man, Jay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. History made today. We're going to go forward united, and we're going to win. Tomorrow, Bill Press and a whole bunch of other folks. Think victory.
It was my darkest time ever.
Withdrawal was hell.
Heroin dependence is a disease many struggle to overcome.
I found my answer, a Turn to Help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately, in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
Credit score may not be a factor. Find out your new low fixed rate for free by calling now, 1-800-700-1716. Now is the time to refinance your current adjustable mortgage to a low 30-year fixed rate, and your credit score may not even...